Hi, this is Tom Hartman. This feature and many others are brought to you as a free service of WhiteRoseSociety.org. White Rose Society, the Internet's number one archive of liberal and progressive political talk radio, is largely listener-supported. So if you appreciate this program, please visit WhiteRoseSociety.org and do your part to keep my voice and the voices of other liberal and progressive political talk show hosts on the air. In addition to this free podcast of the Tom Hartman Program, a commercial-free podcast and access to hundreds of archived editions of my show is available by affordable subscription at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Thank you for your support.
It happens to keep you in the know. Don't miss out on the chance to be part of our 9th annual Arts Season Preview Edition in August and our Milestone 500th issue coming in November. For advertising information, call 602-266-0550 or check us out on the web at echomag.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Gas and oil are turning into precious commodities. The average price of a gallon of regular is now selling for more than $4.07, and the cost to fill up is hurting a lot of folks, including this trucker in South Carolina who's parked his rig because he's losing money.
Well, I was doing pretty good up in January of 07. Now, January of 07 to now, it's just got worse and worse and worse. And here we are going in another drought here in the Carolinas. The corn crop in the area where I live is done gone.
And this driver in Cleveland tells WOIO-TV he's lost faith in the system.
I think we're getting totally manipulated.
Well, it is up and trading today now at $137 a barrel. That despite a decision by Saudi Arabia this weekend to boost production. This is energy analyst John Hall.
Some of us may have hoped to see something tangible coming out of this, but I think in reality it's been a problem building up over several months. And get a short-term solution I don't think was feasible.
Meanwhile, on the campaign trail, John McCain proposes a $300 million government prize to whoever can develop an automobile battery that far surpasses existing technology. Barack Obama says he wants to strengthen government oversight of energy traders. A hearing is underway on Capitol Hill today on whether speculations may be driving up prices. On Wall Street at this hour, trading is just about even on all of the major indices. The Mississippi continues to spill over its banks and levees. In Lincoln County, Missouri, an emergency management official says there's still a risk of flooding.
More water means more pressures on our levee, and the levees can give way under the force of the water at any time.
Meanwhile, in California, cooler weather has been helping firefighters gain ground on hundreds of wildfires. This man is among those who evacuated after soaking his house in Brisbane.
I got two hoses hooked up to my front house, and I got one on the back. I sprayed my house down. My neighbor is spraying their houses down because most of the time people wait for the last minute. They think everything's under control, and then all of a sudden it could have went from there to my house.
This is AP Radio News. A suspect was shot and killed on a crowded freeway in Anaheim, California. A motorist was wounded in the gun battle. Police spokesman Tim Schmidt explains it all started as police tried to track down a man wanted for the shooting of a police officer who was investigating claims that a man was exposing himself.
Our officers went ahead and tried to stop him in an area where it was safe, and the suspect basically took off in a police pursuit.
An earthquake has been felt near Loma Linda, California. There are no immediate reports of any injuries or damage. Comedian George Carlin has died. He was known for poking fun at all kinds of things in society and was known for a bit on the seven words you can never say on television that prompted a Supreme Court decision on broadcast language. In 1997, he told the AP why he poked fun at language.
I quit school after ninth grade, and so I think part of this is a bit of an inferiority complex.
Carlin had a history of heart problems. He was 71. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Quest. Get in the loop with Quest and join the community of people who are changing the way they connect with each other and the things that they love to do. Quest, bringing people together.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Attention, small business owners. Do you worry about your business when you're not there? Do you fear your profits are walking out the front door? Maybe you worry about productivity when you're gone, employee theft, or just the liability altogether. Protect Your World Alarms wants to give you peace of mind. They'll install the latest security cameras at your business or residence, which will record all activity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then we will link it to your computer so that you can review all activity from anywhere in the U.S. or the world. Protect Your World Alarms prides themselves in providing the highest quality equipment at the best price. For less than a dollar a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. Feel safe and secure in your business or in your own home. Call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. Or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. Anyone that's listened to my show knows my family is no stranger to breast disease. I even had a scare myself. Remember after my last breast exam, the doctor said I needed more tests and no one on staff could tell me anything else, and they sent me on my way until my next appointment? I walked outside and my head was spinning and I didn't know what I should do now. Well, I finally made it to the next appointment over a week later and found out everything was fine, but that week was terrifying. I wish I knew then about Dr. Barclay White at Arizona BreastNet. Dr. Barclay White and her entirely female staff specialize only in breast health. Arizona BreastNet is one of the few practices nationwide that uses digital mammography. The image detail is unsurpassed, and women appreciate that it's not as uncomfortable as a traditional mammogram. But the best part is, if you need follow-up, you have those tests done that day with immediate results, too. My next exam will be at Arizona BreastNet, so make yours at Arizona BreastNet today. Call 480-314-7600 or azbreastnet.com.
Pat Buchanan talks about John McCain.
He's very bellicose. He's got that in-your-face attitude Bush does.
Before you consider yourself a swing voter, think about it.
I think we could very well be at war with Iran. That's one of the reasons why I've always been skeptical of McCain.
And talk about it.
I think he's Bush on steroids.
On the official station of the future, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Welcome to the Tom Hartman Program.
Tom Hartman.
Your home for truth in broadcasting.
Now, here's Tom Hartman.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you, broadcasting today from Copenhagen, Denmark. And with me is, and a lot going on in the world, by the way, George Bush issued another defeat. A federal district court has said, no, that guy is not an enemy combatant. We'll get into that a little more as we go on through the day and all the other things in the news. But right now, Peter Morgenson is with me. He's the chief editor of, is it Politiken?
Yep, that's the name.
And a political commentator. You host your own political debate show on TV2 News.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And you were also from 1997 to 2000. The office, the head of the office and political advisor of the previous prime minister.
Mm, that's correct.
Now, the current prime minister is
Mr. Anders Fogh Rasmussen.
And by the standards of the United States, by the standards of Denmark,
right,
he would be described as a little to the right of center. He's a fan of George Bush's.
Absolutely.
He says taxes should be lowered. Things like this.
Right.
Has gone along with the party, the anti-immigrant party, basically.
Hmm.
And yet, the previous prime minister, who you were the assistant to, would have been described as more left of center. Do I have that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, in the Danish political society, they categorize themselves the way you explain it. But when it comes to real politics, the difference is not that large, actually.
Yeah.
I would say, in terms of the immigration thing, there is quite a large difference in terms of the previous prime minister. But his party today, if you look at them, they have more or less the same view on that issue as well.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to see the real difference in real politics, so
yeah,
to speak.
We're seeing that in the United States as well. The immigration is becoming the hot issue that on some days seems to split the parties, and on some days, oddly, John McCain, who's our conservative, was the author of a piece of legislation to embrace the immigrants who are in the United States
illegally,
right,
and or without documentation. And now he has taken the position, you know, throw the bums out, you know, political expediency or whatever. I mean, it's just
change views.
Yeah, play into nationalism. But here in Denmark, the party of the right, as it were, and I realize that because you have proportional representation, you have a parliament, and the parliament elects the prime minister, and as well as a queen, but she has very little power.
She has no power.
No power. Okay. Yeah. so she's the head, but she's the head of state, right?
She cuts
ribbons and she represents the government. So,
she signs every law.
Yeah. Okay. So right. So she has that. Does she have the power to dissolve parliament like the queen does in the UK?
Well, she's a totally individual story here. She doesn't have any relationship to the parliament except she signs the laws.
I see. Okay. So it's really a perfunctory thing.
Absolutely.
The party, and so the party on the right, the name of the party is?
Danish People's Party, actually.
The Danish People's Party.
Yeah.
Is, even though in Denmark, you describe them as the party on the right, they're in favor of free college education for people. They're in favor of free national health care for everybody. They're in favor of a national pension system that's quite generous.
Right.
Do I have all that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so how is this a right-wing party?
Well, this is right-wing in terms of what you would call the immigrant issues, actually, almost only. I mean, if any of you know the magazine The Economist, which is sort of a European, sure, obviously, international magazine, every time they describe Denmark, at any case, they will mention that the Danish Prime Minister is supported by the extreme right.
Right.
And that goes specifically to the issue around immigration.
Right.
Actually, when it comes to the rest of the issues, it actually doesn't compete with any of the right-wing parties, including the Prime Minister's party. They compete for the voters with the Social Democratic Party, strangely enough.
Which is the left-wing party.
Which is a center-left, you could call them, and the former Prime Minister's party, actually. Yeah. So the reality is that what makes them on the right and what makes them extreme is solely on the immigration issue, really. And they're quite tough on that, I would say.
Yeah. We're talking with Peter Morgensen. How is Danish society and the Danish state politically... Well, actually, before I even get to that, another question. That this morning, Louise and I walked through the Christiansborg Palace.
Right.
Or actually, we walked through the remains underneath, you know.
Right,
they go back
sure
to the 1100s, to the 12th century.
Yeah.
And the crazy bishop, what was his name?
Absalon.
Absalon, there you go. And I wonder if that has anything to do with the word absolution. I don't know, but bishop, back when the church and the state were the same thing, basically. And he built this original thing, and the ruins are there. And then over the next 6-8 centuries, Denmark became what is referred to as an absolute monarchy, which is where the monarch actually owns the people, owns the property, owns everything.
Right.
Right. And now here we are, and it's just been less than 200 years since you were an absolute monarchy.
Right.
You are one of the most, by the definitions of the United States anyway, one of the most progressive social democracies in the world. How did that happen?
Well, the reality is that it was a more complex picture about this monarch who owned everything. The reality is the society at the time of where we got our Declaration of Independence, you can say, in the middle of the 18th century, there was a huge pressure from below against the system of this monarchy.
Right.
So he really, I mean, in historical terms, it is known as he gave the power to the people, right, but he did not. He was forced to give the power to the people. He gave it to the people at the time, which was the rich people mainly, who was acting in this very, very early democracy.
Now, was this the Mad King?
No, that was not.
He was number six, was the mad one.
Yeah, right, he was totally very, very mad. But yeah. I think basically... quite a lot of them have been a little bit mad.
Kind of goes with inbreeding or something.
Well, I don't want to offend the royal family in current times, but there is a very thick stories about this
I'm
family
sure
really along the way. The reality is that we have been through in this country since the middle of the 18th century through all the steps of fighting for liberty rights. Things were written down but wasn't really worked out, exactly as you may have experienced in the United States for certain groups of inhabitants. Sure. Exactly the same thing has happened here. We have had sort of internal wars, almost small big incidents for this country, nothing like your civil war, but still the workers has organized themselves,
yeah,
fought their way to be a political power who was taken seriously after a lot of incidents with the put into jail, violence from the police and the right-wing parties and so on. So,
right,
you know, it's very parallel to a lot of other countries in that sense. Your next question will be, of course, how can we become sort of center-left type of country compared to the U.S. With all, yeah, the pension schemes and the free schools and all of this?
Yes.
Big answer for that is really that in 1921, I believe, we had the first workers-led government. I mean, really, the workers were organized, and they had the huge impact on the way this society is organized today, and that was where the foundation were made in terms of this very this group of people who are very much alike,
yeah,
being maybe in 90% of the population, right, they organized themselves and
the workers
really, yeah, and they made, you know, the rights for them.
They basically rose up and took over.
They rose up and took over, and they were in the majority for a very long time. And what we're seeing today compared to then is simply that there's no more workers left in the old terms.
Yeah.
So the reality is now if you're right, left, center, doesn't matter. Now you vote for the issues at the time you voted in terms of your class. You
right,
don't do that anymore.
Right. We have to take a break in just a few seconds,
sure,
but I'd like to continue the conversation with you. In the United States, through the 1880s, 1890s, we had the Wobblies, we had the rise of the labor movements, we had then going into the Teddy Roosevelt administration after 1901, we had a Republican president, who was very, the trust buster. He broke up the big corporations. I'm curious to what extent the actions in the United States might have influenced Denmark, or to what extent Denmark was following a European trend, or whether they were just absolutely going their own way. I mean, you know, what the whole genesis of all this was, and what lessons we might be able to learn from that in the United States. So if we can continue that,
absolutely,
with that point. Peter Morgenson is with us, chief editor of Politiken? Okay, and political commentator, host of a show on a political debate show on TV2 News. Maybe we should debate something.
I don't know.
Be interesting. And a former advisor to the previous prime minister. 16 minutes past the hour.
Tom Hartman.
Speaking the truth that multinational corporations don't want you to know.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry-fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So DryFit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So of course I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from DryFit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
Hi, KPHX listeners. My name is Cecilia, wealth advisor with FreePoint Wealth Management, and I am not your typical financial planner. We offer a variety of services to include residential loans, commercial loans, wealth accumulation, and retirement spending plans. We offer risk-free investments with market-like returns, and we get your money working for you. Call me at 602-505-2464. It's easy to remember, 602-505-2464. And advertising is not so much about the medium you choose, but the people you reach. That's why I advertise with KPHX. I have found KPHX listeners to be good quality people that I have enjoyed working with and getting to know. And as a result, my business has more than doubled. So if you're serious about growing your business and getting to know a great group of people, then you have to advertise on KPHX Radio. So give them a call.
To turn the volume up on your business, visit the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
Jody here, and I'm Beth of the West Valley Two Men in a Truck Moving Service. You know, there are important questions you should ask when hiring a moving company. Does the mover charge by the piece or by the hour? At Two Men in a Truck, we always charge by the hour, not the piece. Does the moving company carry workers' compensation insurance for their movers? We carry workman's compensation on all our employees. Should there be an accident or mishap, are items insured for their actual replacement value or simply by the pound? Our damage policy is repair, replace, or actual cash value. Does the moving company support organizations that support your values? Two Men in a Truck is a proud sponsor of 1480 and supports organizations like City of Hope and Toys for Tots. So get a move on for your free, no-obligation estimate. Call 602-242-2180 or log on to wearemovers.com.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
Listening to the radio, it's a daily activity for many people, right? But what if you couldn't listen to the radio, hear everyday conversations, or recognize voices of loved ones? Hearing loss is a common, preventable condition in the U.S., and it doesn't just affect the elderly. Protect your hearing. For more information on hearing loss and referrals to an otolaryngologist, the only medical doctor specifically trained to treat the ear, nose, throat, head, and neck, visit www.entdoctors.org. A message from the American Academy of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery.
Local economies are strong economies. Hi, this is Tom Hartman. Local media connects local business with local customers. While corporate radio companies have turned their backs on local communities, 1480 KPHX proudly specializes in providing effective advertising to Valley-owned businesses. Keep Progressive Talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Well, a couple beers in, we was getting profound. He said a guy like me likes the simple things that I can wrap my head around. I didn't know where he was going, but I began to understand. When he stood up on his stool like a fool and started hollering at the man.
Hey, welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. Broadcasting live coast to coast, border to border, streaming all around the planet, and broadcasting live from Denmark, from Copenhagen, Copenhagen.
Copenhagen?
When I lived in Germany, they said Copenhagen.
Put it that way.
Uh-huh. Interesting. We're talking with Peter Morgenson. He is the chief editor of Politiken and political commentator, former advisor to the previous prime minister, what we would call a liberal, but in Europe, liberal means conservative in the United States, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's totally confusing to Americans, but I get it. And the question I asked you before we went to the break, to what extent was the worker uprising in 1921 that led to the social democracy here in Denmark? First of all, there are similar governments in seemingly all the Scandinavian countries. To what extent was it a regional thing? To what extent was it a European thing? How was it related or interrelated with the rest of the world? What was the gestalt?
Yeah, well, the reality is that it was a very much a regional phenomenon, the socialist uprising, you can say. Certainly, it was very much connected to the development of the communist regimes around Europe, which ended up in some countries, as you of course know, became real communist societies, or at least they tried to be. Yeah. The Scandinavian version of that, which spun out of this international cooperation, came into this sort of center-left socialist type of version. That's what they wanted. They wanted the people to share the power for a very long time, up until the 1950s. The largest leading socialist democratic party in Denmark actually wanted to have government power over the factories and shareholders type of things. They abandoned
That's closer to genuine communism.
Absolutely. In your view, that would be like that. But however, market economies were so persuasive that they went out of that thinking in the 1950s and have never ever returned to that, even though there were a lot of discussion during the 70s and so on. But so that was abandoned at the time, but it was in the on the paper that type of way. But obviously we came from a totally different area. We came from the very right-wing type of things where people own their own machines and all like that kind of thing. So it never even got close to that, of course, but that's just what they wanted, this labor movement, so to speak, in the very old days.
That's interesting. By the way, if you have a question for Peter Morganson, you mind taking calls from some of our listeners?
Absolutely.
866-303-2270 is our toll-free number, and we'd be glad to pick up your calls. You worked with the Social Democratic Party.
Right.
This is the party that was in power. Why did the Social Democratic Party, the center-left party, lose its power to the Danish People's Party? Did you say it's
called? No, it's to the Liberal Party. Let me just briefly explain what the setup is around here. The Social Democratic Party has been running the show in this country for basically most of the years since 1921. But once in a while, we have a different majority, where the right wing has governed the country, as they do today. There's been small pockets of time eras where they have been into power. So what the reason they lost at the last time was mainly...
The right wingers or you?
The Social Democratic, the prime minister I worked for, he was Social Democratic. The reason he lost his power in 2001 until the current prime minister, which is right wing, is because of the immigration issue, basically.
Yeah.
As point number one, and the reason number two, far below that, is a taxation policy discussions, a freezing of the taxes in Denmark.
What is the average income tax rate in Denmark right now? And how progressive, how graduated is it?
Yeah, right. The reality is around on average, people pay about 52% income tax. On the margin, you pay 62%, 63%.
On the margin, meaning if you're a high-income person?
If you're a high-income, exactly. Yeah. Then you pay about 62%,
63%. And if you're a very low-income person, how much you make?
If you're low-income, it's about... If you're very, very low, then it's about 45%, 50%.
And I have this theory that I think perhaps I'm seeing played out here in Denmark, that if an employer knows how much you're willing to work for, or you know, the marketplace defines that or whatever, and say it's $100,000, say it's $50,000 a year, just to pull a number out of the air,
right,
and somebody's making $100,000, they're paying a 50% tax, they're walking home with $50,000 at the end of the year. If the tax goes up by 20%, then you know, they're not willing to work for that anymore, so pay is going to go up. If tax goes down, pay is going to go down. We've seen a steady cut in taxes. When Reagan came in 30 years ago, he cut taxes from a top marginal rate of 70% down to 28%. And pay, since Reagan came into office, has been steadily declining in the United States. And I say, why? Because the employers know, hey, they'll work for less, right? We cut their taxes, we're going to cut their wages. So I would assume if you increase taxes, you'll increase wages. Does that make sense?
Well, that's the theory behind the Reagan's years. I agree with that. That's what he thought. But he also, the amount of tax he got in to finance the public sector in the U.S., they basically went bankrupt.
Where we are right now. Let's pick this up after this break. We're talking to Peter Morganson, 866-303-2270.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
It may have looked like a movie, but the nightmare was real. I'm Rita Foley. A gun battle on a crowded freeway in Anaheim, California. Police shot and killed a man who was wanted for allegedly shooting a police officer yesterday. A woman was wounded during the exchange of gunfire, say police.
There are several rounds fired at each other, and the suspect is killed right here on the freeway.
Gas is $4.07 a gallon this morning, and oil prices rose this morning. Trucker James Bryant in South Carolina says he's parked his rig. He cannot make a living driving any longer.
Been working part-time with some other people, and then other than that, doing nothing, trying to find something to haul. And about everything I find to haul, it don't even pay for
the
fuel.
The Supreme Court's going to decide whether decades-old maternity leave should count in determining pensions. The issue could become important as women who took maternity leaves in the 60s and 70s approach retirement. Ben Stiller calls George Carlin a hugely influential force in comedy. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480kphx.com.
Do you owe the IRS over $10,000 or have unfiled back taxes? If so, the IRS is looking for you. The IRS is the most brutal collection agency in the world, and this year has just hired a massive amount of new government agents to seize your property, garnish your wages, force you into foreclosure, and even put you in jail. The IRS will stop at nothing. Don't let this happen to you. Call Tax Relief ASAP at 877-222-9044 right now. If you owe
owe the IRS $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the 2008 settlement program and get out for pennies of what you owe. But you must act now. Stop worrying. Stop looking over your shoulder and imagine the freedom you could have again. Call Tax Relief ASAP, the most effective tax firm with over 31 years of proven experience. Call Tax Relief ASAP now at 877-222-9044. That's 877-222-9044.
The Randy Rhoads Show.
You know, they'll go right up to the edge and then they won't go any further because, God forbid, they'll lose their jobs. Let's just say what it is. Well, screw it. We have a mass murderer in the White House. Screw it, so I lose my job. Oh, I'm scared. I'll never work again. Just say what it is. You don't want to cover the story.
The Randy Rhoads Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX. Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hey! Up every morning just to keep a job. I gotta fight my way through the bustling mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
Mogensen. I'm sorry, I was dropping it in. The chief editor of Politiken, and political commentary, and former political advisor of the previous prime minister. And you've been around the political block here for quite a while, Peter. We've got a bunch of callers with questions for you. Before we get to them, just in a nutshell, for that 50-some-odd percent income tax that people are paying here in Denmark, what are they getting?
Well, basically, in a nutshell, they're getting all types of public service in terms of making your life work, in terms of schools are free, hospitals.
Through college?
College are free. High school, of course, is free. All types of health care is free.
Including old age, like hospice or retirement homes?
Hospice is free. There is some places you have to pay a bit for kindergarten, for example. Mm-hmm. It's very expensive. You pay, I guess, about 25% of what it costs in real terms to have a kid in a kindergarten. You pay that yourself.
This is a preschool school.
This is before they get into school,
public schools.
And the public sector pays 75% of that. So, but basically you get all your needs financed through your taxes. And as you realize, the big discussion here is, of course, are the outcome of that to each individual satisfactory to what compared to what you pay in taxes?
In the United States, about half, I think 53% was the last number I saw, of all bankruptcies. I mean, people who are just absolutely devastated are the result of people becoming ill.
Okay, yeah.
I'm assuming the percentage of people who experience bankruptcy as a result of medical problems in Denmark is...
It's zero.
Zero. Okay. Yeah. An additional third of bankruptcies in the United States is a result of divorce. Usually, women ending up without an income, and can't get a job or can't get a good paying job, but they're still stuck with half the bills and very often the children. Is that a problem?
Well, it's obviously there's a lot of financial, problems when people get divorced in Denmark too. But in Denmark, we have about 80% of the women are working. It's a very high factor in global terms also. So usually the woman is working too.
Yeah.
And obviously there are quite strict rules in terms of the father.
Child support payments.
Exactly, yeah. You have to do that. So.
Interesting. Let's take some phone calls here.
Sure.
Greg in Phoenix, Arizona. Greg, you're on with Peter Mogensen.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Mr. Mogensen, although I assume it's actually evening where you're at.
Yeah, it is, actually. But, it's 6:37 p.m.
Very good. Well, I'm in Phoenix, and I just want to first say, Tom, I'm an absolute addict of your show. It's always painful to have to tear myself away to work at 10 o'clock, so I listen to the first hour of my car. This is going to be a particularly difficult episode to tear myself away from because I think it's fascinating. I want to thank Mr. Mogensen for taking the time to speak to us.
Sure, absolutely.
I'll try and make my questions very brief. As an educator, and basically I was in adult education and sort of was forced out in that I basically could not afford to work in that field and support myself in California because it just doesn't pay enough to be a teacher these days in America. I'm interested, and I'm sure, Tom, you'll get into a lot of this stuff during the week of comparing the educational system, the healthcare system, and I really enjoy hearing from Europeans because I think they have a certain credibility that we liberals in America don't because their system works in a lot of ways that ours doesn't. But I'd be interested in anything you can describe as far as how the education system works. And just as a footnote, I'm wondering if people in Denmark and Copenhagen actually, if presidential politics in America is something that people there actually talk about and are informed about, and I'd be fascinated to hear your responses to both those issues.
Thank you, Greg.
Sure. In terms of the educational system, as I said before, everything is actually free. You get a it's you go from first to ninth grade or zero grade into ninth grade, and then you start for what you would call high school. Same system, actually. Mm-hmm. The qualification in terms of getting into universities in Denmark is it's only on your grades, really. It's not about money. It's about how well you do in your exams.
Right.
So that's the way you qualify yourself to get into that. We do have challenges as well as you are describing the U.S. teacher environment. We have the same challenges in Denmark. It used to be a sort of an education to be a teacher, which was there was quite a lot of a very nice era around it. These days, the rest of the society over the three or four last decades has been very much educated in parallel. So a teacher's education today is not what it was compared to the rest of the society, and they sense that as well in their daily work.
Are teachers well paid?
No, they're not very well paid. We would say they're not very well paid in terms of if you compare to other people, but the reality is they don't work. They have very long vacations compared to the rest of the society.
Right.
They do not have that much work on the daily basis as in terms of hours.
Mm-hmm.
Always a huge discussion going on in this country about how much a teacher really worked, but they say they work a lot and get paid less. The general
well, the teachers in the United States say the same thing.
Okay.
Although it's very much true in the United States, they're expected to grade papers at home at night. They're expected to work, over the weekends during the summer. They have to do continuing education at their own expense. They're not paid for it.
Let me give you this: a teacher, they have the same arguments in Denmark. They are getting paid a little bit more than a policeman and a nurse. They're getting paid more like
so. It's a middle class, so civil servant. Salary.
Absolutely, yeah. It's on middle type of education.
Yeah. Well, that's not terrible. I mean,
no, absolutely not. It's an okay salary, absolutely. And you can live, I mean, compared to California, you can certainly live for that salary in this country if you want to do that.
Okay. Let's pick up another call here. Becky in Dolliver, Iowa. Hey, Becky, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment. This past school year, we had a student from Denmark that lived with us. His name was Morten, and we just really, really enjoyed him. And then in March, his whole family came over and visited us, and we kind of did the Western United States whirlwind tour. And, you know, just everything that I've learned about Denmark this past year and everything that I'm hearing now on your show, I'm just so fascinated with the culture and society, and I really wish that the United States was a little bit more like Denmark.
So Peter, suggestions or thank you, Becky. Peter Mogensen.
It's difficult.
You're the editor of the second largest newspaper in this country, and
political editor,
and former advisor number two guy to the prime minister. How does America become more like Denmark? Thoughts or suggestions?
No, I mean, it's a structural thing and a historical development which is totally different between the two countries.
Yeah.
There are certainly pluses and minuses on both accounts, and I would say now the former caller here, he asked about are we listening to what is happening in the presidential campaign? Absolutely, a lot. We're following this. Your debate on healthcare, we think, are very strange because we do have healthcare.
Right.
But obviously, your debate on taxation is very interesting here because we have a lot of taxation and a lot of people like that to be lowered. How do you balance that in terms of public sector versus we have a huge discussion on, well, we have healthcare for everybody, but on the peak achievements in terms of healthcare. Mm-hmm. The richest people in the U.S., they get better healthcare than any Dane does, because we get very good healthcare, but the absolute best, obviously, we cannot compete with Sloan Kettering in terms of cancer, sure, and so on.
But isn't it true that the richest Danes can get that kind of healthcare too?
Well, the very, very richest Danes can do that. I would say also, to compensate for that, at the latest, the government has made a bill that says if you cannot get the right treatment within the first month of your disease, you will be flown somewhere in the world of the expense of the government to be treated at some other private hospital somewhere else.
And this is the law now?
This is the law, yeah.
Wow.
And
too, you know, shabby.
Yeah, so I think the countries, you know, they are very different, of course.
Yeah. Let's see, Mark in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Mark, on KPOJ, you're on with Peter Mogensen.
Hi, Warren got it. I am a...
What did he say?
He says, how are you doing?
Uh-huh.
I'm a grandson of Danish immigrants that came to America, and unfortunately they came over in 1930. But anyway, fascinating show. Thank you, Mayatok, for your commentary today.
Same time.
My question is about the problem with outside of the Danish citizens. What is the largest percentage of non-Danish immigrants that are in Denmark, and what is the process if someone wanted to apply for citizenship to Denmark? Can you speak to those two issues?
Thinking of moving, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very quickly, we have about, I think, 8% immigrants. And the largest part of that is Muslim background mm-hmm. somewhere from different types of Muslim countries. We have also a lot of immigrants from Western European countries and the United States, of course.
Yeah.
But according to the Danish political discussion, we don't see them as immigrants in exactly the same way as we see the Muslims. That's the debate line right there.
So, much like in the United States, we've got commentators who are all hysterical immigrants who basically are brown-skinned people.
Right, exactly. Know, that's the same.
Particularly Mexicans, South Americans.
Sure.
And to some extent Africans. I mean, you know, discrimination. But not so much if somebody emigrated from the U.K., there would
right.
be very little
exactly.
outrage. So you have the same situation.
Exactly. And there are very tough rules in getting any kind of citizenship in Denmark, and goes also for the Western. We cannot differentiate between people according to our national laws, so everybody gets touched by the very tough laws.
Yeah, okay. We'll continue the conversation with Peter Mogensen in just a moment. 45 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program.
You are listening to Tom Hartman.
The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
You know, it's not pleasant to talk about, but it's one thing that every man over the age of 30 should know about: an enlarged prostate. Prostate enlargement can cause frequent urination and even sexual problems. So between getting up in the middle of the night to urinate and possible sexual problems, an enlarged prostate becomes a giant pain in the... Well, you get the idea. Now, what if I told you there was an all-natural way to help your body keep your prostate healthy? There is. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's an all-natural prostate vitamin. No crazy medications with strange side effects, just a natural supplement that helps maintain your prostate. Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Your health is too important to wait, so call now. 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
Hello, I'm Zach White, owner of 76 Mortgage. Are you tired of hearing about mortgage companies that advertise rates and programs that sound too good to be true? If it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. I could tell you how 76 Mortgage has the lowest rates and fees, or about the thousands of programs we have to offer. Truth be told, many brokers in the business have access to the same programs and rates, but most mortgage brokers and banks who advertise would be large companies with big overhead and a ton of expenses. And unfortunately, these costs get passed on to the consumers. 76 Mortgage Mortgage is a local company. We do not have a team of loan officers on our payroll, and we do not pay for large, expensive office spaces or branches. When you call 76 Mortgage, you will be dealing with me or Jeremy Schachter, co-owners of 76 Mortgage. So when choosing a mortgage broker, bigger is not always better. Call me today for a rate quote at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626.
PK number 0907413.
Or log on to 76mortgage.com today.
Step outside midday and you quickly sense the harsh effects the Arizona sun has on you. Just as you need sunglasses and sunscreen, your home needs protection. It's Blind Time has your local solution for window treatments, shutters, and blinds for every budget that provide not only privacy, but also UV protection and make your home more energy efficient. It's Blind Time knows the damage prolonged sun exposure can do to your floors and furniture. Choose from our vinyl blinds and wood shutters, or select from an array of green alternatives. That's right, It's Blind Time is a proud dealer of eco-friendly, American-made Graber blinds and shutters. Their enviro-friendly window coverings offer an array of fabrics, which are all tested for indoor pollutants. In Phoenix, it's springtime, which really means it's summertime, so it's Blind Time. For your free no-obligation estimate, call It's Blind Time at 623-594-3670. That's 623-594-3670. Or log on to itsblindtime.com. That's itsblindtime.com.
Arizona homeowners, what do you think's the next leading consumer of energy in your home? You know, besides your air conditioner. Hey, this is Jeff Farias, and if you own a pool, then your pool is the second largest consumer of energy in your home. When your pool pump is running, it can be like leaving every light in your home on for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, with the revolutionary Titewatt pool timer, you could reduce your pool energy consumption by 63%. But don't believe me. Log on to Titewatt.com and calculate your potential energy savings right now. The energy-efficient Titewatt timer is easy to use and can easily pay for itself in the first year. Year-round control saves money and energy. So what are you waiting for? Log on to Titewatt.com. That's TIGHTWATT.com or call 1-877-779-7967. Mention 1480 and pay only $14.80 for installation. Save money when it's hot. Be sure to install the timer from Titewatt. Log on to Titewatt.com right now.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Welcome back. 9.5 minutes before the hour. Tom Hartman here broadcasting live from Denmark, from Copenhagen. Copenhagen, Denmark. And Peter Mogensen is with me. He is the political editor for the second largest newspaper in the country, right? And that is Politica. Where'd it go? I lost my list here.
Politiken.
There it is.
Politiken. That's the name.
Yep. And a former political advisor to the previous Prime Minister, Poul Nyrup Rasmussen?
Rasmussen. Yeah.
Rasmussen.
Right.
Of the Social Democrats.
Very close. Yeah.
There we go. Okay. Well, we got a whole bunch of calls here for you. Craig in Berkeley, California. Hey, Craig, you're live with Peter.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi.
I was kind of curious about, the social structure there in America here, or prisons are bursting at the seams, and we have a lot of problems with the mentally ill, homelessness, school dropout rate, teen pregnancy. How is it in Denmark?
Because excellent question.
Yeah, that's a good question. Thank you for that. I mean, it obviously we have the some of what you said. We have the same issues around prisons, which is overloaded, basically. We have a lot of issues around the people who came in from other countries to live here, which has not been integrated to the right extent into the society, and they have a higher crime rate, so to speak, and there's a filling up the prisons to some extent, which is not very satisfactory. And I would say except for the homeless thing, you know, we have had a very good time in Denmark in financial and economic terms for many years now, 1.5 decades actually. Mm-hmm. And I would say the homeless is more a mental problem for a lot of people rather than being actually poor. We don't have that type of, and they do get help from the society. Teen problems in terms of getting pregnant as teens. It's not that big an issue around in Denmark.
So you have good comprehensive sex education and birth control is widely available?
It's widely available. Education, if it's good or not, I would say question mark. But it's at least not in the public debate. That's not a large issue, so to speak.
Right.
And we don't see it as a big issue around here. But
right.
The other points you mentioned, for sure, that's something we do struggle with.
Interesting. Let's see here. Hesham in Irvine, California. Hesham, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Great to be on your program.
Thank you.
I had a question for Mr. Morgeson regarding the difference between the two parties as far as the immigration laws are concerned. My understanding is that Denmark is quite racist. I mean, they discriminate against people based on their religion, national origin, color of skin. So I'm not sure where the difference lies between the two parties.
Hmm. Well, it's a good question. The reality is that I think you're right in terms of we do have a wave of political discussion in Denmark, which we have had since the current government came into office in 2001, where skin color was actually the real issue below all the discussion around immigration.
This is what we're experiencing in the United States right now, too.
It's okay.
You know, oh my God, it's those brown people
right,
from Mexico.
Exactly.
Nobody's yelling about the English immigrants.
Right, exactly. And bottom line, that's what has scared people. There has been a very heavy campaign from the government and the extreme right party we have here, which has been communicating about the issues that came if too many people from a totally different culture came into the Danish society. That worry has been communicated very clearly. I would say today there are some differences in terms of how to integrate the people who will come in between the two blocks in the parliament, the right wing and the left. But in terms of how many should get in here, they're almost equal in their views. And basically they are that because a lot of the politicians have smelled that the public actually, they more or less bought into the discussion that has been around this since the current government came into power.
It's interesting that you say it's 50-50. That's fascinating. Mina is in St. Paul, Nebraska. Hey, Mina.
Hi. First of all, for Dan Stardy Till, my grandmother was born in the Silkenborg area, and my grandfather came from the Sedgwick-Holstein area when it was part of Denmark.
Okay.
We're hearing a lot of Danish here on air.
That's interesting.
We visited Denmark in 73 and 74, and what we noticed was all of the Danes rode the public transportation free. And at that time, it was very reasonable for those of us visiting because it cost us about 12 cents, and if we did our return trip within an hour, that was free. We were also, we registered and at the train depot, and we stayed in people's homes at a much less cost, where we really got the flavor of Denmark. Are those homes still available?
I would say that, not to my knowledge, the homes, but obviously, unfortunately, the thing about the almost free public transport is not here anymore either. We do pay a lot, and it's a big discussion issue in the Danish political society, if you should lower the cost for public transport. So on that issue, I have to disappoint you that the taxpayers' money is being used for public transport, but certainly not to a degree where the prices are lowest.
We have about a half a minute left. George in Fort Lauderdale, listening on WINS. A very quick question, George.
Yeah, good evening to both. Very quickly, I'm just curious about how do general sales taxes and property taxes in Denmark compared to the United States? And secondly, very quickly, do you think globalization is threatening your system in the sense that you might have young, talented people getting a first-rate education by the Danish state and then move to other countries in Europe because they can pay less taxes? and also even data
companies. George, we're going to be totally out of time if we don't answer these two questions. Thanks for the...
Okay, very quickly on the tax issue. Compared to, I don't know about the United States, but we do tax property this country. We don't tax when you sell your property.
Uh-huh.
And in terms of globalization, well, that is a big issue and discussion around here. If the taxes do take the incentives for people to come here, but basically with the immigration laws we have these days, there's not a huge incentives anyway. It's very hard to get here anyway, but obviously
struggle. And you don't have an exodus of people. But no. We're out of time. Peter Mogensen, thank you so much.
So, no problem.
Tom Hartman.
Exposing the con in conservative.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
In the bizarro world of neoconservative politics, controlling the message is important, but not as important as taking the truth out for a joyride. In fact, in the neoconservative world, the truth is irrelevant. Up becomes down, heroes become traitors, and drilling for oil becomes exploring for energy. This is the core of Cracking the Code, the new book by Tom Hartman. In Cracking the Code, How to Win Hearts, Change Minds, and Restore America's Original Vision, Air America radio host Tom Hartman explains the art and science of political persuasion and how the brain processes fear and emotion, the right wing's messages of choice. Cracking the Code exposes how right-wing politicians recreate reality, spinning the truth to suit their agenda. But best of all, this book shows progressives how to tackle the propaganda head-on, how to push back against illogical logic, and how to effectively communicate the truth. Once you realize torture is now called enhanced interrogation, when the surge is indeed an escalation, and this endless occupation is being labeled a war, now you're cracking the code. Get Cracking the Code by Tom Hartman. Available at bookstores everywhere.
Do you owe the IRS over $10,000 or have unfiled back taxes? If so, the IRS is looking for you. The IRS is the most brutal collection agency in the world, and this year has just hired a massive amount of new government agents to seize your property, garnish your wages, force you into foreclosure, and even put you in jail. The IRS will stop at nothing. Don't let this happen to you. Call Tax Relief ASAP at 877-222-9044 right now. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the 2008 settlement program and get out for pennies of what you owe. But you must act now. Stop worrying. Stop looking over your shoulder and imagine the freedom you could have again. Call Tax Relief ASAP, the most effective tax firm with over 31 years of proven experience. Call Tax Relief ASAP now at 877-222-9044. That's 877-222-9044.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. It's getting tougher to make ends meet. Now the gas prices have topped $4.07 a gallon. This unemployed trucker in South Carolina is among those caught in the squeeze.
About all my friends I talk to, they're having trouble. A lot of them can't find their work. They find a very little work. A little bit of work they find, after you maintain the truck and buy the fuel, there's really nothing left.
He parked his rig and says other long-haul independent truckers may do the same. This weekend, Saudi Arabia said it would boost its oil production. That hasn't helped too much, though. Oil is trading today at $137 a barrel. On Capitol Hill, there's talk today about whether the spike in oil prices might have been caused by speculators. And now the cleanup begins. People living in towns in Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois are trying to figure out if they have anything left now that the floodwaters are slowly receding. This man is in Winfield, Missouri.
I lost it all. I probably got a 40-foot hole sitting there.
Wildfires are the problem in California. People are trying to get out of the way of the flames in Napa.
It's coming down this canyon, so we need to get out.
The fires in the Napa area have charred about 3,800 acres. So what's the story behind that reported pregnancy pact in Gloucester, Massachusetts? Well, city leaders are holding a meeting to get to the bottom of what's going on. But the AP's Melissa Trujillo reports the principal of the school involved is not attending the meeting that was called by Mayor Carolyn Kirk.
Mayor Kirk did not say why Joseph Sullivan is not attending. She did say that she has been in touch with him, as has the superintendent. But she said that neither herself nor the superintendent has received any word from him on who told him or how he got the information that the pregnancy pact existed.
Principal Joseph Sullivan had claimed that some of the 17 girls who got pregnant at his school had made a pact to become pregnant. On Wall Street, slight fluctuations, the Dow up about 7 points. This is AP Radio News. Environmental groups are dealt a setback at the Supreme Court.
They wanted to stop the Bush administration from bending the rules to speed construction of a border fence between the U.S. and Mexico. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff already has waived more than 30 laws and regulations as the feds try to finish 670 miles of fence in Arizona, California, New Mexico, and Texas. Mississippi Democratic Congressman Benny Thompson says he's extremely disappointed by the decision, saying the waiver just puts off dealing with what he considers the real issue, the administration's lack of a comprehensive border security plan. John Belmont, Washington.
The High Court today also decided it will consider whether retiring baby boomers should be able to count maternity leave they took in the 60s and 70s in determining pensions. The time off came before the approval of a law that prevents companies from treating pregnancy leaves differently than other disability leaves. You may be able to think it, but don't say it. The man who gave us the comedy bit about the seven words has died. George Carlin was 71. AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Motel 6. When you need a break from the road, choose Motel 6. You always get a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain. Motel 6. We'll leave the light on for you.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
Do you own a political or business website that needs more traffic? Are you tired of rising prices for paid web listings? Well, there is a natural way to increase traffic to your site with search optimization. When you search on Google or Yahoo, did you ever wonder why some sites show up at the top and others are buried pages deep? Atomic Media and Web knows that search engines like Google look at those sites and decide the rank based on their secret formula for relevance. Then they store that info in a gigantic database. Atomic Media and Web specializes not only in web design, but also offers a search optimization service to make your site naturally relevant to most search engines, thus increasing the visibility for your site on the web without having to purchase pricey listings. To learn more about search optimization, log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com. That's AtomicMediumWeb.com or call 480-736-2711. 480-736-2711. Maximize your site's web traffic with search optimization. Call 480-736-2711 or log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com.
The Jeff Farias Show.
Obama needs to come to your house and explain it all to you, or isn't there some responsibility on your end to learn about who this person is?
Well, I guess I can, but I already know what Hillary has done.
Yeah, she's gone. You know what I mean? This thing is over. And actually, it was before Randy Rhodes said a bad word about Hillary Clinton, this thing was already over.
The Jeff Farias Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Uncommon sense from the radical middle.
This is Tom Hartman.
Indeed it is. I'm back broadcasting live from Copenhagen, Denmark. And, back in March, we went to Darfur. We went to the southern Sudan, on the border of Darfur, at Gok Machar, this refugee camp, a town of 8,000 people that had swelled to 45,000 human beings with one well, no electricity, no roads. We were in the worst place on earth, arguably. And so we decided, as a bookend to that, to come to what, in fact, we're going to, on Wednesday, we're going to have the author of the study on, suggesting who is on 60 Minutes and whatnot, suggesting Denmark is the best place on earth. And to find out, you know, what lessons do we have to learn as Americans? What can the world learn from Denmark? And, you know, what's the upside? What's the downside? What's going on? Carl Peterson is with me. He's an adjunct professor at the Copenhagen Business School, an associate professor of American history. He's with the Department of English, German, and Roman Languages. He's the author of numerous books, including published in Danish, including The Other USA, Renewal and Freedom in Future America, The Wrong War, The USA and the New World Order, and The United States of America in the 21st Century, and your first book, The Vulnerable Nation, The U.S. from 91 to 2001. Carl was born in the United States of Danish parents, and in 1972, at the age of 21, came to Denmark and has been living here ever since, right, and teaching at the university. Carl, welcome.
Thank you.
And it's your English is a little more American than most, it seems.
Well, I would hope so.
Because you grew up in the United States.
Right.
From a Danish point of view, and you also have been writing extensively now and teaching and commentarying or, you know, pontificating about American politics. From a Danish point of view, what's going on in the United States right now?
Ooh, wow. That's a pretty big question. Well, I mean, one thing I think is remarkable about Denmark in the current election cycle, and actually it started back in 2000, is the intensity and interest there is in the American political process. Mm-hmm. There are, you know, regular programs, commentaries, and I give talks around the country. People are so interested in what's going on in the United States. But when you ask, the Danish take on the United States is interesting, because there's a lot of, how should I put it? I mean, it's not monolithic, but because there are some Danes, especially those with a conservative viewpoint, that support the Republican administration.
Well, your current prime
States.
Minister has been over to the Bush White House.
He's had
George
multiple.
Bush came here.
He started out having breakfast at the White House, and he graduated to a visit at Crawford, Texas.
Yeah, he's good buddies with George.
Oh yes, very good buddies, and they go mountain bike riding, and so on and so forth. So there is an element of Danish society that thinks that the current administration is doing the right thing, and also supports really the administration ideologically, which I think is interesting.
Yeah.
Also, given that Denmark is, for all intents and purposes, really a social democratic society. Having said that, then there's another view of the United States, which sometimes is nuanced, but sometimes indulges in stereotypes about the United States, and focuses on things in the United States that are different than they are here in Denmark. Usually the implication being very often that Denmark is simply a better society than the American society.
Well, isn't that kind of nationalism and xenophobia too strong a word for it? Tribalism might be the right word.
Sure.
Isn't that just natural in every society on earth?
Oh, I suppose. I know Danish society and American society best.
Right.
And it's remarkable that you hear the same narratives about the United States. There's an enormous focus. For example, the execution that just took place in South Carolina a couple of days ago. That is almost front page news in Denmark. That gets a lot of
I doubt most Americans even know about it.
Exactly.
You're talking about the electric chair one?
Yes, the electric chair one. Yeah. And I remember, you know, hearing about it on the Danish news and then going through the American media and finding out where it was placed in the New York Times, Washington Post.
Right. Page 16, column 9.
Now, it has something to do with, of course, Denmark doesn't have the death penalty. You can't be in the European Union if you have the death penalty. So the United States is an outlier in that regard.
Right.
And it fits into a Danish conception of the U.S. as being sort of primitive and a little, it's the same with not only the death penalty, you get the same with issues like abortion, gun control, and so on. Because Danish society, these aren't issues here. Then there's a fascination, but also a sense that this society is better. Now, when you say that, you know, most societies think that way, you won't get Danes, and it's certainly not that much a part of political rhetoric here, talking about Denmark as the greatest nation on earth. The kind of rhetoric you get often in the United States.
Right. There's not that breast-beating, eye Claudius.
No, but there is an underlying sense that not only is Denmark one of the best, if not the best, society on earth, there's also a sense for Danes that other people can't tell the Danes how to run things. So, for example...
That seems net normal, too.
Well, again, I think that there's been a lot of criticism of Denmark's immigration policies that come from, like, the European Council has criticized it in various reports, for example.
Right. To put this in context, though, if I got to interrupt you just for
sure.
A second, Denmark had fairly open immigration policies during the 80s and the 90s, is my understanding, and just in the last... 6-8 years, mm-hmm. you've dramatically tightened up your immigration policy.
Yes, it's become a real issue here.
Okay, so to put that in context.
Yeah, and the Danish People's Party, which is the anti-immigration party in Denmark, is the third largest party in the country, and they wield enormous influence because they support the conservative government. And again, yes, you say that most countries may do that. Again, I know Denmark best, and there's this sort of automatic... What I often hear, also as an American living here, is criticism from Danes of my country, criticizing racism in my country, criticizing gun violence, criticizing the role of the religious right, and so on. If I then say something about Danish society, about anti-immigration policies, there's this automatic sort of defensive, well, you don't really understand Danish society enough.
Although your parents are Danish and you've lived here since 72.
It's become less so, but when I first came here, it was very pronounced. I just couldn't say, when I came here in the 70s, that was during the Vietnam War, there were race riots in the U.S., and I heard... you know, time and again about how my society was racist, how it was suppressing the Vietnamese and so on. And then if I pointed out something about Danish society, it was immediately this reaction, well, you can't talk about it because you don't. And at the time, now, one of the reasons for Danish interest in the U.S. is, I think, because so many Danes now go to the U.S. Travel is very cheap. Many students go to the U.S., and there's a fascination with U.S. popular culture. Mm. And that wasn't the case in the 70s, but still, because not that many people went to the U.S.
Well, I'm guessing there are probably millions of Americans of Danish ancestry as well.
Well, of the Scandinavian countries, Denmark sent the fewest to the United States. More immigrants came from Sweden, for example. Yeah. And Danish immigrants are concentrated mainly in Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota, not so much on either coast. Yeah.
But you're a keen observer of the American political scene from the Danish point of view. You're fluent in Danish, obviously.
Yes.
Grew up in speaking Danish. And you've written 4 books in Danish, largely about the United States.
Yes.
I find this fascinating. We're going to have to take a break in about 30 seconds. And we're talking with Carl Pedersen, spelled P-E-D-E-R-S-E-N. The very Scandinavian spelling.
Yeah, I've been spelling it all my life.
and when we come back, and we'll also take calls for Carl if you have questions. Our number 866-303-2270. When we come back, I'd like to get into that issue of how, not just Denmark, because Denmark is part of Scandinavia. Scandinavia is part of Europe. You know, broadly speaking, how does this end of the world view the war in Iraq? View the Bush administration? What are the thoughts here on Barack Obama versus John McCain? Or for that matter, you know, when Hillary Clinton was in the race, how is that splitting up Danish society, Scandinavian society, European society? Mm-hmm. And you're the real expert on these things. I'm really glad to have you with us. Carl Pedersen in the studio here. Tom Hartmann broadcasting live from Copenhagen, Denmark.
This is Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Truth in Broadcasting.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
He gave us the audacity of hope. He instilled in us the fierce urgency of now. Want to understand this phenomenon named Barack Obama? Then accept this audacious offer from The Nation magazine. Four issues of The Nation absolutely free. Call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com. After 4 weeks, you will know why The Nation is America's widest read weekly journal of opinion. Nobody owns The Nation, so there's no party slant or campaign spin. You'll love the fierce urgency of The Nation's reporting. Editor Katrina Vandenheuvel, writers like John Nichols and Naomi Klein and Jeremy Scahill holding Obama's feet to the fire. Sample 4 weeks of The Nation free, then get 20 more weeks, that's 6 months in all, for just $13.95. Or write no thanks on the invoice. You want change? Good. Change your sources of information. Call 800-999-6863. That's 800-999-6863. Or go to readthenation.com.
I'm here with Brush Lintball to tell you about DemocraticMatch.com.
This is the old Brush O, Brush Lintball. Ever wonder why there wasn't a dating site devoted to Democrats? After all, no one wants to date a right-wing wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Democrats and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. Right, Brush?
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
You really would be a wacko if you didn't sign up today. So write this down, folks. WWW, that's wacko, wacko, wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com.
Mark your calendar for Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. for YourAutoNetwork.com's Calling All Cars Show. Each week, we'll provide you with money-saving tips on car care and repair and how to get the most miles per dollar. Join us every Sunday at 2 p.m. for Your Auto Network's Calling All Cars Show. And be sure to visit our website at www.YourAutoNetwork.com for the very best automotive services in town.
1130 The Restaurant in the Arizona Center, 3rd Street in Van Buren, offers the finest in contemporary dining pleasure and has just what you need to satisfy any appetite, from steak and ribs to seafood and delightful salads. Five-star dining at prices you can live with. 1130 The Restaurant, open for lunch, dinner, and special engagements. Join us for happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 with daily drink specials. Parking is free with validation every day at 1130 The Restaurant.
It's been one hell of a campaign already.
I will be the Democratic nominee.
Now, it's time to prepare for the main event. As Barack Obama squares off against Grandpa McCain, we progressives need to unite to take our country back.
This has been a tough fight, but the Democratic Party is a family.
1480 KPHX invites you to a free unity party on Tuesday, July 1st. Meet 1480's Jeff Farias. Mix and mingle with your fellow progressives. And most importantly, celebrate the beginning of a new American era. The 1480 KPHX Unity Party, Tuesday, July 1st, starting at 5 p.m. at 1130 The Restaurant, 455 3rd Street in the Arizona Center, downtown Phoenix. All the details are at 1480kphx.com. Brought to you in part by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Air Conditioning Company, Cecilia Cusimano with Three Point Wealth Management, and 1480 KPHX, the official station of the future.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You feel bad, but not bad enough. You know you had it coming, because you played so rough. Back over your shoulder, you got an icy chill.
It's got to be George Bush's song. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. Broadcasting live from Copenhagen, Denmark, Carl Peterson is with us, an adjunct professor at the Copenhagen Business School, the associate professor in American History at Copenhagen University. And you got your PhD in American Studies. Is that right? Do I have that right? Your wife is Danish. You have three kids. They all speak Danish and English.
Yes.
You were born of Danish parents in the United States, which automatically made you a U.S. citizen. Mm-hmm. And you came back to Denmark in 72. You have hung on to your U.S. citizenship.
Yes.
So you are a U.S. citizen here in Denmark.
Yeah.
I want to get into American politics with you, but just a real quick question. As a U.S. citizen who's living and working in Denmark, do you get all the bennies of this social welfare state? Do you get free health care? Do you get everything?
Everything.
I
also pay Danish taxes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So do you think it's a good deal? Do you think it's a reasonable trade-off?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I think that it's a wonderful system, I must say. I've benefited from it. My kids have. I think it's a reasonable trade-off, but it's a trade-off because when I go back to the U.S. and I tell people I'm living in Denmark, and if I start talking to them about the system here, and they go, oh, this is wonderful, free medical care and free universities, and then all I have to do is tell them what I pay in taxes, and they go, I don't want to do it.
But don't Danes have a higher pre-tax wage than in those countries that have lower taxes? After you've paid your taxes, the amount of money that goes into your checking account at the end of every month is probably not that different from France, which has a slightly lower tax rate, or Hungary, which has a dramatically lower tax rate.
Right, but also, I mean, Denmark, goods are very expensive here. There's value-added tax of 25% on goods.
Right.
But then, again, the minimum wage is very high here.
What is the minimum wage?
I think at the moment it's $5.15 in the U.S. at the moment, and here I just have to convert it into
in kroners.
I'm trying to think of the exact.
We'll come back to it.
It's about 15.
15 U.S. dollars.
Yeah.
Per hour.
Yeah.
Is the minimum wage.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too shabby.
No.
So, you know, if I'm making $15 an hour and I'm paying 50% taxes and I never have to worry about health care and I can get a PhD for free.
Yeah.
In fact, you pay students to go to college.
You pay every university student gets a monthly stipend to study, yes.
and my kids in college right now are spending, you know, $150 for a single textbook.
Right. I mean, I know my sister, you know, she was saving up for her kids to go to college when they were born, and that's just not a concern here.
Yeah. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, John McCain, George Bush, from all the Danes that I've talked to in the 24 hours I've been here, and Leah, who's been doing a great job, our producer, working with us, and we'll hear from her as the week goes on. These are major topics of discussion in Denmark, the American political process.
Mm-hmm.
A, why? Mm-hmm. And B, what's the consensus?
Well, why, I think there's two things at work. One is that Danes are surrounded by American culture. They see American films, they listen to American music, they wear American clothing. So in a sense, the United States feels close to them.
Hmm.
And then, of course, it's the other aspect. The United States is still, for all intents and purposes, the sole remaining superpower. And you hear often Danes say, we should be able to vote in the American elections because the American elections have a direct effect on us. So that's part of it. And then add to that that the American political process is simply makes for good television.
It does.
Yeah.
It really does.
I mean, Danish elections are, frankly, a little boring.
Rather boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and you have proportional representation.
Yes.
So you've got many different political parties,
mm-hmm.
and in fact, the kind of hard right anti-immigration party, although it's not the party in power, is the party that has tipped the scales of the balance of power to that of the more moderate right wing party that is in power. Is that?
Yes,
is that right?
Exactly. I mean, they support. If they weren't there to support the conservative liberal government, as it's called, then the government couldn't function.
So, do most Danes support Barack Obama or John McCain?
Well, It's interesting, at the beginning of the political process, you saw also many commentators and people supporting Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Because you know the Clintons.
You know the Clintons, and Bill Clinton comes here regularly, and he's treated like a rock star, yeah. You know. And he's been to many towns in Denmark, and uh-huh. he breezes through. Now when he, you know, just published his tax returns in the U.S. that he had made, what, $109 million right. after he was president, in part because of these speaking tours. So he goes all over the place. So he's been here very often, and he gets good press. Again, there's a sense that many Danes, they think a Democrat is more familiar to them than a Republican like George Bush.
Right, because it's closer to the Danish social structure anyway.
We'll
continue this conversation right after the break. We're talking with Carl Peterson, Associate Professor of American History at Copenhagen University, and a unique point of view, the author of 4 books on the United States. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll take your calls after the break as well for Carl.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Randy Rhodes at noon, Jeff Barrios at 3, weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Should a man over 50 take the same multivitamin as a woman? Until recently, you didn't have much choice, but now you do. Introducing new One-A-Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, a complete multivitamin specially formulated for the needs of a man over 50. The only leading multivitamin with both support for prostate and heart health, plus ginkgo for memory and concentration. New One-A-Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the only complete multivitamin with more of what matters to you.
The wealthiest 1% of Americans are worth more than 90% of the U.S. population combined. They aren't merely rich, they are the super rich. How do they make their fortunes? How do they live their lives? And how much is enough? David Faber Reports, a CNBC original production. Untold Wealth, The Rise of the Super Rich, premieres June 26, 10 Eastern, only on CNBC.
Cubicles, temporary housing for the business world. Corporate America's way of saying close but no cigar, or door, or dignity. These open-air monuments to labor leave you exposed to all the workplace elements, and yet there you sit every day waiting to upgrade. Well, at Budget Rent-A-Car, we're in the upgrading business. To prove it, we're offering you the big boy upgrade. A single-class upgrade every time you rent a car. It's just one more way Budget is upgrading the entire rental car experience. We call it big boy service without the big boy prices. Too long a motto to hang in a cube, but a good way to make sure that all the services we offer, from e-receipt to fast brake, get you on the road faster and happier. So if you want the big boy upgrade, stick a note on that half a wall you call a workstation and remind yourself to rent like a genius. Show off your business sense and you can get a single class upgrade every time you rent. Just go to budget.com/upgrade. Rent Budget and rent like a genius.
Subject to availability. See website for full terms and conditions.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
A decision on the fence. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court rejected an attempt to block one of President Bush's major projects.
They wanted to stop the Bush administration from bending the rules to speed construction of a border fence between the U.S. and Mexico.
John Belmont, a federal appeals court, rejected the classification of a Chinese Muslim as an enemy combatant. The court ruled the man never fought against the U.S. In Massachusetts, in closing arguments, the lawyer for a man accused of killing his wife and baby daughter told the jury the wife shot the baby and then committed suicide. Oil prices are up due in part to disappointment over Saudi Arabia's modest increase in production. Gas prices dropped sharply. It's at $4.07 a gallon. James Bryant's truck in South Carolina has been idle for several months.
Been working part-time with some other people, and then other than that, doing nothing, trying to find something to haul. And about everything I find to haul, it don't even pay for the fuel.
Philip Morris says it has stopped test marketing a Marlboro cigarette with a filter that delivers nicotine with potentially less exposure to carcinogens. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480-KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480KPHX.com.
Beth here again.
And I'm Jody, and we'd like to tell you a little more about the West Valley Two Men and a Truck Moving Service.
First of all, Two Men and a Truck Movers are professionally trained full-time employees. We never use a temporary agency or labor service. We offer flat hourly rates. Even as gas and insurance costs increase, your rate quote will not. We are fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and every move is done as quickly and carefully as possible.
Maybe you just need movers for larger, bulky items. No problem. We will work with any budget and will pack and move as little or as much as you'd like.
So let us take the headache out of moving.
For your free, no-obligation estimate, call 602-242-2180 or log on to wearemovers.com. That is, wearemovers.com.
Mention 1480 KPHX and receive $50 worth of free boxes with any move.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
For 20 years, radio guys have been saying about right-wing talk radio, relax. It's just entertainment.
I'll tell you when there'll be peace. When everybody in the Middle East is dead.
Nobody takes it serious. It's just fun.
So what's wrong with killing the mothers and the babies?
How entertaining.
You know what I get them for a first birthday? I put a grenade up their butts and light it. Happy birthday, baby. Bye-bye.
Hate is boring. The future is here. The official radio station of the future. 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhodes Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do.
Hey, I got out.
We gotta
here
get
I am in Denmark. Welcome back, my friends. 34 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Radio Program on Air America Radio. 866-303-2270, our telephone number, tomhartman.com for our live chat room. I've got to hop into that. We've been having some computer problems, isn't quite the right word here. So it may be the next break before I can get in there. And, of course, airamerica.com and hartmanradio, I think, .com gets you there. We're talking with Carl Peterson. He's here live in the studio with us in Copenhagen. As the Danes would say.
Yeah.
Actually, it's Copenhagen.
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 Yeah, you really have to swallow.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. So, Carl, we've got a bunch of callers. I want to pick them up. But just very quickly, your thoughts on the Danish thoughts, and for that matter on the Scandinavian and European thoughts, on Bush. We never did get to Barack Obama and McCain.
Well, you know, again, Danes tend to see Bush as somebody that's very foreign to them in attitude, in the,
so do many Americans.
Well, that's the thing. And I mean, you know, I remember Michael Lind of the New America Foundation. He has this thing about, you know, you have the middle part of the, and then he talks about your America, E-U-R America, on both coasts.
Right.
And that's supposed to be, you know, more relating to how Europeans think and so on.
And I'll tell you, I grew up in the Midwest. There's a lot of people there that think Bush is crazy.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, you know, it's a caricature in a way. Yeah. But it's interesting to hear how, like during the campaign, people like Rudy Giuliani and Mitt Romney had this great line when he left the campaign where he talked about, if the United States doesn't watch it, we'll become the France of the 21st century. And I thought, my goodness, you know, he's saying that's about the worst thing that could happen to the United States.
Right? We'd have free health care, free public education, good public transportation.
Yeah, yeah.
Less money spent on
But, of course, he didn't, you know, he wasn't thinking of that.
No, I think he was just thinking that he'd speak French.
As far as, you know, the Danes are now, as I say, many were supporters of Hillary Clinton. But now, more and more, now that Obama's become the presumptive nominee, you hear more and more here Danes thinking, well, this is an exciting candidacy.
Now, I've heard that, you know, in fact, we had a caller from the United States who was saying, and our last guest to some extent agreed with him, that there is essentially a racist movement in Denmark, much mm-hmm. like there is in the United States, kind mm-hmm. of the Lou Dobbs end of the spectrum. You mm-hmm. know, the, oh, my God, the brown people are coming.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
definitely.
And so how does that affect the Danish perception of a presidential candidate whose father was from Africa and you know, who is African-American?
Well, I often get asked the question, is America ready for a black president? Mm-hmm. You know, the implication being that how can it be because the U.S. is a racist society and so on and so forth. And
so America is perceived as a racist society by Danes?
By some, yeah, certainly. And I mean, you know, I try to also talk about how the United States has also, I'm saying, like, the racial issue in the United States is both getting better and worse at the same time. In other words, you can see improvements since the civil rights era. Nobody can deny that. But then there are incidents like in Jena and so on and so forth that unfortunately take the United States back.
Although it may be that 10 years ago that exact same thing would have happened and it simply never would have made the press.
Well, exactly. And also the guys that murdered James Byrd in Texas, they were promptly arrested and put on trial and so on and so forth.
Yeah, and we're still looking for the killers so many of the killers during the 60s and 70s.
Yes, exactly. Those retrials that are going on and so on. The Danes that support a Barack Obama would highly likely not be supporters of the anti-immigrant party here in Denmark.
Okay.
McCain gets some support, interestingly enough, from conservative editors in Denmark and also conservative politicians. And they focus mainly, when they talk about McCain, they talk about free trade.
Oh,
they say he's a free trader.
Right.
Where Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, for that matter, are protectionists.
Right.
So they just divide, you know, the two.
Is Denmark a relatively protectionistic country, or has it seamlessly integrated with the EU and for that matter, the WTO?
Well, I wouldn't say seamlessly, but certainly Denmark, vis-a-vis the United States, thinks that a protectionist president would be a bad thing for Denmark.
Oh, interesting. Because it would keep Danish products out of the United States.
Yeah, basically. Okay. That's what they're thinking. That
makes sense.
Primarily, yeah.
That makes sense. Jim in Pittsburgh, you're on the air with Carl Peterson here in Denmark.
Yeah, thanks. I was in the Army station in Germany, and I went to Copenhagen on leave, and I loved the Danes. But when I talked to a guy who was half American, half Danish like yourself, and this was in 1963, so it's been a while, but we talked about the medicine and the Medicare situation. And he said, if you had appendicitis attacks, you get on a waiting list, it might be there for 5 years. Now, the only way you get your appendix out is if it burst and when you went into an emergency. So, number one, is that still the case? Or it's like the previous guy said, you get flown out or something. But, you know, if you weren't, it wasn't an emergency situation. So you got on a list, and it was excruciating, he said, for some people to wait so long.
Well, there are waiting lists in Denmark. This is, of course, if you look at it from an American perspective, this is what the Republicans always criticize with what they call socialized medicine. They say that, you know, you get on these waiting lists, whereas in the U.S. you can be treated immediately. But having said that, There are waiting lists, but nobody is literally dying because they're on these lists, and the government does what it can to shorten the list, number one, and also see to it in some cases that patients are sent to Germany or Sweden for care.
For the more exotic things.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, by and large, Danes are happy with their healthcare system. Is that a good generalization?
I think they are. I think they are. But, I mean, there's a caveat here because, you know, in Europe, the French system is widely regarded as being the best, better than the British NHS and better than the Danish system. But the Danes have sort of grown up with the idea that their system is the best. But now more and more, because there's been reports to that effect, that they can see that, that the French, there have been programs on in Denmark talking about how the French do more with less money.
Is this a single-payer healthcare system here, or is it socialized? Does the government own the clinics and employ the doctors, or are they private? So it's a socialized.
Yeah, but there are private hospitals in Denmark as well. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That are outside the government insurance program?
Well, they aren't. Some of them have agreements with certain districts in Denmark that they can send their patients to private hospitals if there's an overflow.
Interesting. Baji in New Mexico, you're on the air in listening on KTRC. You're on the air with Carl Peterson. Baji?
Oh, hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate your show. I spent a year in Denmark in 65, 66 and really enjoyed it and learned a lot. So it's great to hear this show on Denmark. I'm calling in reference to early childhood education, and I think both in Denmark and the United States, and I think it is such an important area of investment that the investment that we make when children are young not only helps the society, but it helps every single individual who gets off to a great start that comes through high-quality early childhood education. And I just suggest using the term early childhood education instead of preschool, because it isn't anything that really should have a prefix of pre.
No, I get it. Baji, is there a question in there?
Well, I'm curious what how early childhood education is funded in Denmark and the importance that it has there in contributing to a society that works.
Thank you. Carl, thoughts on that?
Well, early childhood education, to use your term, is funded by the government or subsidized by the government.
This would be for children. Children under 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah. I mean, there's 1 year of maternity leave, and after that...
Paid maternity leave?
Yes, for mothers, and then a half year for paternity leave.
Really?
Yeah.
And at the same time?
They can decide when to take it. Some mothers decide to go just before they give birth on their maternity leave and so on. And then after the year, then there is daycare for children from years, they call it years 0 to 3. Mm-hmm. And then you go into another level.
And that's paid for by the state?
It's subsidized by the state. You have to pay something.
Oh, that's the one that's 75% subsidized.
Yeah, and then from 3 to 6, you go into another daycare level, and this is all preschool or early childhood.
That's the early childhood education
stuff. Yes, exactly.
That's fascinating. We have to take a break here in just about 30 seconds. So, you know, rather than picking up another call, we'll get back to those on the other side of the break. But Carl, this whole thing in the Middle East right now, the United States vis-a-vis Iran, what's the European perspective on this? Are the Europeans freaked out?
Well, I think in the sense that they're freaked out at the thought that the United States, but this was talked about, Richard Perl talked about this way back in 2003, saying to Iran, you're next.
Right.
And yet the kind of aggressive saber rattling that you hear, this is something that upsets Europeans.
Yeah. It's upsetting a lot of Americans, too.
Exactly, and as it should.
45 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman radio program, live from Copenhagen, from
Copenhagen.
Yeah, I'll get it eventually.
Yeah.
There you go. Denmark. Stick around.
Tom Hartman.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So DryFit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So of course I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from DryFit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
Hi, my name is Mary, and I'm an 8-year breast cancer survivor, but it almost wasn't that way. I never seemed to have time to get my mammogram. I had no family history of breast cancer, so when I found a tiny lump in my right breast, I was terrified. Fortunately, I found Arizona BreastNet. The doctors and staff at BreastNet specialize exclusively in breast health, and we caught my cancer early. Their state-of-the-art digital mammography and all-female staff make every appointment easy and comfortable. And because every woman gets results at the time of her appointment, I didn't spend time worrying and waiting for the phone to ring. When my daughter turns 30, I'll send her to BreastNet for a baseline mammogram. It's going to be important because, unlike me, she can't say there's no history of breast cancer in her family. Call Arizona BreastNet today at 480-314-7600 or go to azbreastnet.com. I'm alive today because of early detection, and there's no one better or more dedicated to your breast health than the doctors at Arizona BreastNet.
I'm Attorney Van Osteen. If you're seriously injured through someone else's fault, you have a right to expect two things: fair compensation for what's been taken away from you, and a lawyer who knows how to get it done for you. But left to profit-driven insurance companies, you can be sure they'll try to pay you as little as possible. At the law firm of Osteen and Harrison, you'll be represented by a personal injury lawyer who knows how to win for you. We've been doing it for more than 30 years, and we've recovered more than $3 billion for our clients. Call us at 602-252-8888 or find us on the internet at vanosteen.com. It's not about getting even. It's a matter of getting you what you deserve. I'm Van Osteen, and we'd like to help you.
Get in touch with Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. That's 252-8888 or vanosteen.com.
Hey Phoenix, Tom Hartman here. Have you visited the Art of Framing yet? They're owned by a local artist who cares as much for your art as they do for the environment. With every framing purchase, the Art of Framing contributes to the Conservation Fund to offset your carbon footprint. Frame your favorite photos, art, or keepsakes while keeping focus on the big picture. Stop into the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. That's the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Espinoza with Central Dental Care, home of the pain-free smile makeover. If you're looking for a painless dentist, call me at 602-943-7297. But if you'd like a painless way to grow your business, I have to tell you how impressed I've been with the return on my marketing investment since advertising on 1480 KPHX. Traffic to my dental practice has only increased since advertising on 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To learn more, click on the advertising link at 1480kphx.com.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I've always been crazy. It's kept me from going insane. Nobody knows if it's something to bless or to blame.
Welcome back. 9.5 minutes before the hour. Tom Hartman here with you live from Copenhagen, Denmark. We're talking with Carl Peterson. He's in the studio with us, the associate professor of American history at Copenhagen University.
grew up in the United States, living in Denmark since 1972, married to a Dane, the father of three Danish kids, and the author of numerous books on the United States written in... You actually wrote these in Danish.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't translate them.
Yep.
Okay, let's pick up some phone calls here. 866-303-2270, your telephone number. Jim in Port Orford, Oregon. You're on with Carl Peterson.
Hi, folks. I'm really honored to speak with both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I have two areas of questions. One is food, the other is guns. The low man on a totem pole in Denmark, what's the percentage of his after-tax income that's spent on food for a good balanced diet?
Any sense of that?
First, the gun question was...
Okay. Yeah, what was the gun question?
The gun question was, in the U.S., we have 15,000-plus suicides every year and 11,000-plus homicides by guns. What are the facts and figures in Denmark?
I don't have the statistics for suicides or homicides in Denmark, but Denmark has a fairly high suicide rate, but people commit suicide in other ways here.
Mm-hmm. That's actually fairly typical of the northern Scandinavian countries, and there's a lot of speculation that it may have to do with
the long winters,
seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah, exactly. So the suicide rate is rather high in Denmark. Also curious for the country that's supposed to be the happiest in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the homicide rate, though, is very low. Again, I don't have the exact figures, but it's very, very low.
Right. And is food, I mean, you know, in the United States, I frankly don't know the percentage, and, you know, we're not statisticians, but,
no.
I mean, there are many places in the world. Recently, I was in Darfur. I mean, you know, there are places in the world where people spend more than half their time or more than half their money just getting food.
Right.
Is the cost of food a big problem here?
It's a big problem for some people, but for, I would say, the majority of Danes, it isn't.
Is there a poverty problem in Denmark?
There is.
Even with a $15 minimum wage?
Yeah, but it's a different kind of poverty than what you see in the United States. And the government does try to, you know, support the homeless in Denmark. And some people fall below the poverty line and have difficulty because rents are very high in Denmark. So they have difficulty paying rent and so on and so forth. And Danes are always out for a bargain. There's a lot of the major supermarkets that also sell products very cheaply, and Danes like to, you know, get in on those sales. But for the most part, it's not a huge problem here.
Yeah, interesting. Eddie in Dallas, Texas, you're on with Carl Peterson.
How are y'all?
Good.
Fine.
Good to speak with y'all. I wanted to go and talk about the health care. Everybody, you know, says how wonderful it is in Canada and in Copenhagen that y'all don't have to pay anything, but you have long waits. I think Americans don't want to admit it, but we have long waits here, too. We have to have our insurance, and then whenever I got to the hospital, I had to wait in line 16 hours.
Hmm.
So we have long lines here, too.
Okay. Thoughts? You've experienced both systems here, Carl.
Yeah.
Which would you prefer?
Well, you know, in many things regarding Denmark and the United States, I say to my family and friends, I always end up in the middle of the Atlantic. There's some things, for example, preventive medicine, I think, in some ways works better in the United States. There's more a sense of trying to prevent certain diseases, you know, colon cancer, prostate cancer, and that kind of thing, whereas in Denmark it's more reactive, and you can argue it's that way because healthcare is so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think, and encouraged by the fact that all the major Democratic candidates support some form of universal health care, even though Dennis Kucinich was the only one that supported a single-payer system. But otherwise, they're supporting a system that will ensure all Americans. And I think it's high time it happened. And in that sense, you know, I can feel living in a country where it simply isn't a huge problem like it is in the United States is a good thing.
Yep. Okay. Eric in Monticello, Iowa. You're on with Carl Peterson.
Hi, I'm calling from Iowa, but I actually teach American Studies at the University of Wyoming, and in the nature
of... Oh, it's Eric, isn't it?
Yeah, Carl.
I recognize your voice.
In the nature of full disclosure, I should say that Carl and I have exchanged houses and jobs, and so I know Carl quite well, and we've had lots of...
What are the odds of this? This is incredible.
He's all over the place.
I show up in Denmark, and a friend
Well, he shows up in Denmark a lot, too, by the way.
Yeah, like a bad check. I just
exactly.
Back to Carl's house.
Yeah.
And I should say that today is my 60th birthday, so I'm glad to be on the air during that.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah. I just wanted to ask you about the middle of the Atlantic stuff, Carl. We've had lots of conversations about this, and there's a limit to time. And
We have about 40 seconds.
Yeah. If you could transport something from Denmark to the U.S., and I know there are a lot of caveats about taxation and attitudes toward government, but what of the Danish social welfare system would you take to the U.S. first?
Oh, my goodness, what a question. I'll get back to you on this at some point. Well, I would say offhand, because the healthcare system isn't perfect, I'd say perhaps the educational, funding of universities, or maternity leave, or vacations.
Vacations?
It's a tough call. Yeah, because all Danes get 5 weeks paid vacation.
All Danes? You work at Burger King, you get 5 weeks paid vacation?
Yeah.
Well, Eric, thanks a lot for the call.
See ya.
5 weeks paid vacation. Not too shabby. Yeah. Okay, yeah, and therefore business doesn't work, right? Carl Peterson, P-E-D-E-R-S-E-N, and Carl, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Associate Professor of American History at Copenhagen University. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You're in the Democracy Zone with Tom Hartman.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480-KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480KPHX.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Well, the investors who thought the Saudis might have an impact on oil prices may not have been expecting this. The Saudis announced they would boost production and oil prices are up, now trading near $138 a barrel. Energy analyst John Hall says you shouldn't expect to see any cheaper gas anytime soon.
On the price front, we've really...
we're just stuck where we are at the moment, and certainly in the short term.
And a lot of folks are changing their habits. This woman in Cleveland talked with WOIO-TV.
I just try not to get a lot of gas at the same time.
Gas prices now averaging about $4.07 a gallon. Energy a big issue on the campaign trail, with John McCain today calling for incentives for the development of new technology.
Innovation in the use of alternative fuels in transportation presents the greatest opportunity for energy independence.
Meanwhile, Barack Obama is calling for the government to keep a closer eye on energy traders. The mayor of Gloucester, Massachusetts, is heading up an investigation into an alleged pregnancy pact by this at the city's high school.
We have not been able to confirm the existence of a pact.
Mayor Carolyn Kirk says the principal who first said there was a pact is now foggy in his memory of how he heard that information. Smoke eaters are working the lines today in California trying to contain wildfires near Napa. This man's among those who had to leave his house behind.
I smelled the smoke. I've seen the charcoal stuff coming over the hill. I knew it was coming from that side. Then I looked over there. It looked like there was like in two places.
Meanwhile, people in the Midwest slowly going from fighting rising floodwaters to fighting what's left behind. Fire Chief James Campbell in Winfield, Missouri, says the region has gone from having too much water everywhere to not having clean water to drink.
There's a very good possibility that there's raw sewage in this water, and you just don't know what other kind of bacterials are coming down the river in the water.
The Mississippi is expected to crest between Hannibal and Clarksville, Missouri, today. This is AP Radio News. Comedian George Carlin has died after suffering a heart attack. He had been dealing with heart problems for some time.
George Carlin had a history of heart trouble, but he told me in 1997 that he kept being saved by the latest medical technology. When he had his first heart attack, he was treated with a new drug.
Streptokinase was brand new then. It was still being experimented with.
He later had five angioplasties and then had an artery propped open with a new procedure.
I received a stent, which was still experimental at that time, so I've been lucky.
But Carlin's luck ended when his heart finally gave out at the age of 71. Michael Weinfeld, Washington.
One of the latest national presidential polls shows Barack Obama leading John McCain by 6 points. That poll is in the USA Today Gallup poll. As the Democrats seek unity after a long primary season, former rivals Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are headed to Unity, New Hampshire, where they will be making their first appearance together on Friday. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Motel 6. It's always easy to save money at Motel 6, still with the lowest prices of any national chain. And it's always easy to book a clean, comfortable room at Motel6.com. We'll leave the light on for you.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Barrius, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 800-595-1478. That's 800-595-1478. 800-595-1478. Call 800-595-1478.
Attention, small business owners. Do you worry about your business when you're not there? Do you fear your profits are walking out the front door? Maybe you worry about productivity when you're gone, employee theft, or just the liability altogether. Protect Your World Alarms wants to give you peace of mind. They'll install the latest security cameras at your business or residence, which will record all activity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then we will link it to your computer so that you can review all activity from anywhere in the U.S. or the world. Protect Your World Alarms prides themselves in providing the highest quality equipment at the best price. For less than a dollar a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. Feel safe and secure in your business or in your own home. Call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. Or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Grampy McShane and Barack Obama on the same stage together? I think that is a fabulous idea.
That's bully.
That's bully idea. Right up next to each other so you can really see the extent of John McCain's electricity, white hot personality, ability to rouse a crowd.
My friends, this is not change you can believe in.
The Stephanie Miller Show, early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program.
The True People's Radio.
This is Tom Hartman.
And it's 2006 here in Copenhagen, Denmark. It's just what? 8:06? Yeah, 8:06 in the evening. Holy cow. Welcome back to the third hour of our program. Tom Hartman broadcasting live from Copenhagen, Denmark. Paul Alexander on the line with us, a former reporter for Time Magazine. He's written for Rolling Stone, the New York Times Magazine, The Nation, New York, The Village Voice, The Guardian. The author of Man of the People, The Life of John McCain, as well as Machiavelli's Shadow, a new book about, well, let's see, Machiavelli. Who would that be? Hey, Paul, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. How's Denmark?
It's kind of gray and windy, but other than that, very nice.
All right, anybody made a joke out about something rotten being over there?
No, you're the first.
Am I the first?
You're the first.
Well, leave it to me to go for the old cliches.
There you go. But it's amazing. You know, we look out our hotel window, and there are the windmills in the harbor just chugging away. I mean, all that electricity just blowing right across the top of the country. Anyhow, you're Machiavelli's Shadow, of course, Karl Rove.
Right.
This is a fascinating topic. I one of the things that frankly horrified me about your book or in your book about Karl Rove was that even before George Bush apparently knew anything was going on with people, as literally as people were drowning, as 1,000 people were dying in New Orleans, and Karl Rove was out on the West Coast doing a fundraiser and a stunt and then going over to cut a birthday cake with John McCain. As that was happening, Karl Rove had already figured out and was already putting into place a plan to use Katrina to politically unseat Catherine Blanco, the Democratic governor of Louisiana, and blame it on Louisiana Democrats.
That's absolutely right.
Tell us how this worked.
Well, the Bush administration had not fully understood the magnitude of the catastrophe that was about to happen with Katrina. They had thought it would be a standard sort of 2 or 3, 4 day news story, and you know, within a week we wouldn't be talking about the storm anymore. And you, right. and if you think about it, that's the way most storms are. You know, we watch them, they hit, you know, they're in the news cycle for a while, and then that's the end of the story.
Right.
But if you're from the Gulf Coast, and I'm from Alabama and had relatives who lived in Mobile, when you see a 5 hovering out over the Gulf, as long as that 5 was hovering there, you knew there was going to be problems.
Right.
So Governor Blanco had declared a state of emergency on the Friday before the storm hit on Monday. But the Bush administration didn't get it. Bush was on vacation at his ranch in Crawford. He maintained his normal schedule. On Monday, as the storm was hitting, he went to Arizona, gave a State of the Course speech about Iraq. On Tuesday, as at that point, you know, New Orleans was underwater because the levees had broken.
It was underwater, and people were already
dead. And people were
dead
on their roof. People were drowning in their attics. They were on their roofs begging for assistance. They were, you know, we all remember the pictures of them floating in the waters and on boats and everything else. He goes to California to give a State of the Course speech in California on the USS Ronald Reagan. And it wasn't until late in the day on Tuesday that Rove figured out the enormous political damage that had been done in those 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So he came up with this cockamamie scheme that he was going to blame everything on Governor Blanco, the only Democratic governor down there he could blame it on. Alabama and Mississippi both had Republican governors. And And so they did, you know, he's...
And Ray Nagin went along with this because he had actually been
like
a contributor.
He's emailing Ray Nagin, who had hated Blanco so much that he supported her opponent the last time around.
Well,
so,
not only that, he gave a couple thousand.
And he gave money to Bush. I mean, right. His nickname in New Orleans was Ray Reagan.
Right.
So Rove knew that he was sympathetic to the Republicans. So they're emailing, you know, back and forth, and they set up this thing where they're going to blame Blanco for everything. And so part of that was... they wanted her to turn over her troops, the National Guard troops, to the federal government, and which would essentially make the state of Louisiana a federal territory at that point. And so she refused to do it. And so there was this standoff that took place Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The president finally goes down. They're still trying to strong-arm her into signing onto this scheme. She still refuses to do it. And finally, on Saturday, he relents and... gives up on trying to get her to sign off on this document that he wanted her to sign, and agrees to finally send him some federal assistance. But for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, as people were drowning in New Orleans...
Enough time for a person to die of thirst if they don't have access to water.
Absolutely. And, there was no assistance. We look back now... The Superdome and the Convention Center were basically cleared out not by federal assistance, but by state National Guardsmen. Right. What had happened was the 49 other states had sent their guardsmen down to work with Blanco and her guardsmen, and those are the people who actually evacuated everybody. By the time the federal troops arrived, those two venues were essentially empty.
Amazing. So here we have, the bigger picture here is how Karl Rove basically has turned everything he touched, and he could touch a lot as the senior political advisor to the president, he turned everything he could touch into a political vehicle.
Everything.
We've been through this with Don Siegelman, has been on this program about every other week for the last couple of months.
Right. I have a whole chapter about that in my book, and Rove's involvement in the Siegelman affair.
Yeah, and just another example of politicizing the Justice Department. It's at what point does this cease to become, Lee Atwater campaign stuff? I mean, there are everybody likes to talk about going back to Tippi Canoe and Tyler too, that the dirty politics and it's just politics. John Adams was paying newspaper editors to write about Sally Hemings. That was in 1799.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is that what we have here is the actual corruption of the institutions of governance.
Absolutely. And that's new. That's
yeah.
New.
Well, it seems like it started with Nixon, didn't it?
Well, sure it did. Yeah. And there were definitely political operatives in the Nixon White House. But, you bring up Atwater. Atwater did not follow George H.W. Bush into the White House after he got him elected in 1988. This is the first time that we've had the chief political strategist of a campaign come in and play an equally important role, if not more important role, in the actual administration. And eventually, he even holds a policy position in the White House. Rove does eventually,
right.
And he handles that so badly they finally take it away from him. But this is the first time that we've had a political consultant. This involved in the actual the running of an administration. And so by definition, this has been the most politicized administration we've ever had. And so their emphasis stops being on governing, like how to help those poor people down in New Orleans during that week. And, how do we protect the president's political viability? Because we can't have him damaged by this. So we have to find some scheme to blame it on somebody else, and then we have to put together a PR spin machine campaign to go out and present that to the public. That's what right. Rove was doing instead of making sure federal assistance got down there.
We're talking to Paul Alexander. He's the author of Machiavelli's Shadow. He's in the United States, by the way. All my guests up to this point have been folks from Denmark sitting here in the studio with me. Paul, we just have a minute or two left here. And what can we do to undo this? I mean, it seems like what we're seeing right now with this telco immunity bill, for example, is just another example of the politicization of public policy. How do we back out of this corner
I think we need to finish exposing. You know, McClellan has started the dialogue about exactly what the Bush administration was up to. I think we need to finish exposing what actually went on during the Bush administration. And I think the key development that could happen right now is if the House Judiciary Committee forces Karl Rove actually to appear on the Hill under oath in front of TV cameras and in front of the House Judiciary Committee and testify about anything they want to ask him about.
Right.
And I think that we could get to the bottom of the U.S.
attorney scandal, the House Judiciary Committee, the Katrina scandal. It's not
going to
happen,
scandal.
Paul. It's not going to happen. because they've already subpoenaed Harriet Myers and Josh Bolton, and they've simply said, no, we're not going to show up.
Right. But last week they trotted out Linda Sanchez, congressman from Los Angeles, to say that if the subpoena expires and Rove doesn't appear, they're going to hold him in contempt of Congress.
Right. And then if they don't use inherent contempt, that simply means it goes to court and sometime next year it gets resolved. So,
better late than never.
We'll see how it plays out. Paul, you've written a brilliant book, Machiavelli's Shadow. I recommend everybody check it out. Paul, thanks for dropping
by. Thank you.
Good talking with you. 16 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman, 866-303-2270. Your call's up next.
Tom Hartman.
Taking back the mainstream media.
3 hours a day, 5 days a week.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Since 1991, more than 2,300 union leaders have been murdered in Colombia. It's the most dangerous place in the world for workers to speak out for better wages and working conditions. Maybe that's why George Bush and his big business benefactors think Colombia is a perfect trading partner and are pushing a so-called free trade agreement between the two countries. Call your representative in Congress today and urge them to stop the Colombia trade deal. Tell them that murder shouldn't be rewarded with trade. Go to Teamster.org for more information.
The wealthiest 1% of Americans are worth more than 90% of the U.S. population combined. They aren't merely rich, they are the super rich. How do they make their fortunes? How do they live their lives? And how much is enough? David Faber Reports, a CNBC original production. Untold Wealth, The Rise of the Super Rich, premieres June 26, 10 Eastern, only on CNBC.
Hi, KPHX listeners. My name is Cecilia, wealth advisor with FreePoint Wealth Management, and I am not your typical financial planner. We offer a variety of services to include residential loans, commercial loans, wealth accumulation, and retirement spending plans. We offer risk-free investments with market-like returns, and we get your money working for you. Call me at 602-505-2464. It's easy to remember, 602-505-2464. And advertising is not so much about the medium you choose, but the people you reach. That's why I advertise with KPHX. I have found KPHX listeners to be good quality people that I have enjoyed working with and getting to know. And as a result, my business has more than doubled. So if you're serious about growing your business and getting to know a great group of people, then you have to advertise on KPHX Radio. So give them a call.
To turn the volume up on your business, visit the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
Hi, this is Zach White again with 76 Mortgage. 76 Mortgage is a locally owned company that specializes in offering Arizona residents unparalleled rates and fees while still providing superior service. I guarantee I can beat any offer out there for residential mortgage financing, regardless of the program. At 76 Mortgage, we are willing to work for your mortgage business at a fraction of what our competitors offer, even if it means originating your mortgage for free. In most cases, there are no upfront or out-of-pocket fees, and we specialize in fast closes. And 76 Mortgage has been a proud sponsor of Nova M Radio since the beginning. We pride ourselves in taking very good care of the progressive community here in Phoenix. So call us today at 602-265-LOAN for a rate quote or check us out at 76mortgage.com. When you call, you will always deal directly with me or my partner, Jeremy Schachter, not an employee.
BK number 0907413.
So call 602-265-5626 or log on to 76mortgage.com.
Hi, Mike Malloy here. I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it has been real money for over 5,000 years. And as you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's one reason so many people buy gold and silver coins through ITM trading. You should call ITM, too, at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. Now, there may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me on this, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The U.S. has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. And that's why some nations don't want U.S. dollars today. And that's big money, smart money talking. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call ITM Trading and buy gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. It's really very simple. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Berry is at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
It's all right.
On who you elect, actually. 21 minutes past the hour. Welcome back, my friends. The Tom Hartman program brought to you, by the way, in part by the Teamsters, fighting to stop the unfair trade deal with Colombia. Find out more at teamster.org. We'd like to say a very heartfelt goodbye to George Carlin. George Carlin has animated, with his humor and with his insight, much of my life, and just an extraordinary voice for all of us. I mean, George Carlin said the things that couldn't be said, and he did it throughout his life. So, good luck and Godspeed, George. Sorry to have you no longer with us. Our phone number, 866-303-2270, TomHartman.com and AirAmerica.com. And by the way, the MoveOn.org is saying to Barack Obama, you know, back about 6-8 months ago, maybe a year ago, you said that if this FISA bill ever came before the Senate with immunity for the telco companies, you were going to filibuster it. And we would like you to keep your word. You can go over to MoveOn.org and sign the petition, and you can. And they've got the phone number for Senator Obama's office, and you can just let them know, hey, you know, you said you'd filibuster this thing. Here's our chance to find out. Are you good? Are you good for your word? Audrey in Pasadena, California, listening on K-Talk. Hey, Audrey, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I was listening while you had some of your guests there in Denmark. If you don't now, I won't pose this as a question. I'll probably make it more as a comment. But I used to live in Copenhagen for about 4 years working there. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys really got into that Jantela, if you talk about that earlier in the show or not. But I was going to discuss that in terms of the business environment. You know, mm-hmm. Jantela says that no one's really much better than the other person, sort of that mentality they have. And
I don't, you know, I frankly don't know what you're talking about, Audrey. You want to? I know it's largely an egalitarian society. The idea of somebody being incredibly rich and somebody being incredibly poor is mm-hmm. is considered kind of an obscenity in some ways here.
Exactly.
Is that what you're talking about? That's actually in written into law.
No, it's not a written law, but it's something that they call a Yenta law. It's like a custom law, where you just don't look down on other people. Everybody's about the same. And I was going to discuss it in terms of the business environment, that it's not so hierarchical in how things are done there. When you have a boss or a supervisor, it was my experience that they're more like a guidance person or a counselor and not the way it is here in the U.S. And I was going to discuss that with Peterson and one of your guests. But but my also experience as a side note to that is being a Black American there, that in my work environment there, I felt much more again, equal or heard or respected in some of my views and opinions than I have sitting on exec councils of different companies here in the U.S. So that was my observation there, and I just wanted to point that out as well because they were talking about some of the other racial issues and how they feel about those things there.
That's very interesting. Audrey, thank you for sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it, and thank you for the call. We will be having guests every day, Monday through Thursday. And Friday, of course, Bernie Sanders will be with us, and it'll be Anything Goes Friday, although I'll be live here in Copenhagen. But Monday through Thursday, in fact, on Wednesday, we're going to have the editor of the newspaper that published the notorious Danish cartoons. He's going to be, as you might expect, defending his decisions. There's still quite a debate about that going on here in Denmark. And we've got quite a collection of fascinating Danes who are going to be on to talk about various aspects of Danish life, Scandinavian life, European life, and the European worldview of America. So I don't represent myself as an expert on this, but we've got a bunch of them coming up, so stick around. Donna in Seattle. Hey, Donna, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks always for a thoughtful program. I'd like to just make a generic comment, and this is basically applies in all areas, but especially in reference to the conversation on the Denmark system.
Mm-hmm.
I feel we need to get rid of the idea that my country or system is the best. And this applies to all countries for two reasons, I think. It shuts us off from listening to something that may be beneficial with improving our own system, because mm-hmm. I heard both good and bad in each system.
Sure.
And then also, down the road, there will always be something better that makes what we call our best now past tense. If we're not open to new ideas in the long run, it just impedes our own progress.
No, I agree with you. And I think most citizens of most countries are willing to, including Americans and including Danes, are willing to look around. Well, in fact, you heard Carl talking about how there were a couple of specials on TV here about how the French healthcare system is better than the Danish. Now it's turned into a whole debate in Denmark about maybe we should do more like the French are doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that aspect of we are the best, that is the non-toxic form. I think there's a toxic form and a non-toxic form.
Mm-hmm,
the toxic
yeah.
form was the Hitler form, right? We're the best, and therefore we'll kill everybody else. The we're the best, I think that's simply part of human nature. I think that there's a tribal instinct to all of us, or a family instinct. It starts at the level of family. And there's a healthy dimension to that, and it can become very unhealthy, particularly when you get somebody like George Bush who tries to milk it for political purposes.
Yeah.
That's when we need to be wary. So I think for us to say that we can push that out of human nature, that ain't going to happen. Instead, we just need to be aware of it and notice when it's a healthy thing. You know, yes, this is our society. Let's care for everybody in our society. And also notice when it becomes unhealthy, when people say, oh, and that's their society, who gives a damn about them, that kind of thing. That's not healthy. Donna, thank you for the call. I'll wrap it up.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Did you know that more than 35,000 kittens are born each year in the United States? We have 5 cats in our house. They're all fixed. Nemo is our newest cat. We got him as a kitten. He's our trickster kitty. He's goofy and playful, but Higgins is my favorite. Kittens have different nutritional needs than adult cats. That's why there's Purina One Healthy Kitten Formula. It's formulated with DHA, a nutrient also found in mother's milk, for vision and brain development. It's made with real food ingredients, including real chicken as the first ingredient. It helps support your kitten's developing digestive and immune systems, plus your bright eyes, healthy skin, and shiny coat. Whether you have a kitten, an adult cat, or a senior cat, there's a Purina One formula that's just right for him or her. Take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge by calling 1-866-380-MEOW. 1-866-380-MEOW. You'll get a free coupon for a free 3.5-pound bag of Purina One, now in a great new package. That's the Purina One Challenge. 866-380-MEOW. You know, it's not pleasant to talk about, but it's one thing that every man over the age of 30 should know about, an enlarged prostate. Prostate enlargement can cause frequent urination and even sexual problems. So between getting up in the middle of the night to urinate and possible sexual problems, an enlarged prostate becomes a giant pain in the... Well, you get the idea. Now, what if I told you there was an all-natural way to help your body keep your prostate healthy? There is. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's an all-natural prostate vitamin. No crazy medications with strange side effects, just a natural supplement that helps maintain your prostate. Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Your health is too important to wait, so call now, 1-800-954-0803. 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Pregnancy Pact. I'm Ed Donahue. There's been a lot of attention on Gloucester, Massachusetts, and a supposed agreement by a group of high school girls to get pregnant. This is Mayor Carolyn Kirk.
We have not been able to confirm the existence of a pact.
Crews are keeping an eye on a levee near Quincy, Illinois. The Mississippi River has yet to crest there. In Winfield, Missouri, this man's home is lost.
I lost it all. You know, it's just, I probably got a 40-foot hole sitting there.
The search for a suspect in the shooting of a police officer in Anaheim, California, ended on a busy freeway. Officers were chasing the suspect's vehicle when there was a crash.
Four officers who had been pursuing him got out and engaged him in a gun battle as the suspect, who was armed, started shooting at our officers.
The suspect was killed. Carmelo Anthony, Kobe Bryant, and LeBron James will be in Beijing to play for Team USA in the Olympics. Anthony says the last Olympic experience was rough.
So we felt like we were thrown out there to the wolves. And we talk amongst each other, me, him, and, you know, LeBron, and said that, next time we will be back.
I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Forget everything you thought you knew about talk radio. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. For years, I have been helping small to medium-sized businesses with their bookkeeping. As an expert in QuickBooks, office setups, organization, and maintenance, I pride myself on being fast and efficient. Services include, but are not limited to, monthly financials, payroll, payroll taxes, real property, and sales tax returns. Even if you do business in multiple states and have large payrolls. In just a few weeks, I'll have you up and running. And for as little as 4 hours per month, your bookkeeping will stay on track. You won't have to hire a full-time bookkeeper. And when tax time rolls around, you will have a complete package without the worry to take to your CPA. For a full line of services, please visit my website at CamelviewAccounting.biz or call me right now at 480-946-2484. That's 480-946-2484.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
The Mike Malloy Show.
I'll tell you something, Truth Seeker. Of course, you know this. Bush and Cheney have done more than any two people in the history of this republic to put this nation and every one of us at dire physical risk. It's just stupefying how much danger they have put this nation in. And Nancy Pelosi says impeachment's off the table.
The Mike Malloy Show. Weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX. Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The simple-minded and the uninformed can be easily led astray. And those that cannot connect the dots, hey, look the other way. People believe what they want to believe when it makes no sense at all. So be careful of those who kill in Jesus' name. You don't believe in killing at all. Walk tall.
34 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here broadcasting live from Copenhagen, Denmark.
Copenhagen? Denmark?
Copenhagen? All right. Oh, my. 866-303-2270. The chief strategist, Charlie Black, tells Barron magazine, this is totally strange. Fortune magazine. Totally strange. That Benazir Bhutto's death, quote, helped us, end quote. By us, he's speaking to the Republicans and the McCain campaign. And asked if another terrorist attack on U.S. soil would help McCain as well. Black told Fortune that it, quote, would indeed be a big advantage to him, end quote. In fact, the way Fortune put it, as would Black concedes with startling candor after we raised the issue, another terrorist attack on U.S. soil certainly would be a big advantage to John McCain. Man, at what point do you say, you guys shouldn't even be in politics? I mean, you guys just plain old flat out shouldn't be in politics. Robert in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Hey, Robert, welcome to the show.
How are you?
Just fine. I'm having a fine time here.
I was What's a bit up? Blown away this morning when I heard Carlin had passed away. And just to give you a fast story, I'm calling from Toronto, and there's a venue here called the O'Keefe Center, which used to be owned by a beer company. And 2,000 seats packed, 1970, I'm 11 years old, spent $2 to get the standing room only. At intermission, went down to the right inside the aisle and just sat there and listened to this guy. And I had the album AM/FM, but, you know, to see him when you're 11 years old. Anyways, after the show, he went to the backstage area, and he came out. And I said to him, would you sing Jenny? And in front of about a half a dozen people, he did it. To this 11-year-old kid, he couldn't have been nicer. Yeah. And it was just this morning when I heard that, I sat there at the end of my bed for about a half hour just thinking how sad it was. He was so great at what he did.
Yeah.
And you mentioned it this morning, just about a minute ago on the air. I just wanted to, he was just, you know, to an 11-year-old kid, he was just fantastic.
That's a wonderful eulogy.
Yeah.
Robert, thank you very much for sharing.
Thank you.
George Carlin, I mean, it's sad that he died. It's sad mostly for those of us he left behind. Because he was an extraordinary talent and an extraordinary human being from all reports. Kristen, is it? No, it's Kirsten. Kirsten. Hey, Kirsten, what's up?
Good evening to you, Tom. I was very interested in knowing if you were able to glean any sense of what Carl's feelings are on the erosion of our Constitution by this administration.
You know, I didn't raise the topic with him. Pretty much, I'd say probably 95% of all the conversation we had was on the air. And he came in and we did the show and then he left. So, but those are topics I'm sure other Danes will bring up as we go along through the week. We're going to Danish guests on. And, as we continue. And, Leah, any thoughts on the evisceration of the U.S. Constitution here? Is this something that's a hot topic in Denmark? Oh, okay. Well, we'll come back to it. We'll come back.
Okay. Thank you so much, Tom.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Wait, we've got to get a pair of headphones for Leah. Maybe she could wear those and Louise can wear these. Michael in Anchorage, Alaska. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Tom. I love your show. I just have to comment on something. The Karl Rove book, the Machiavellian book that the author was speaking about, I saw it on the bookshelves yesterday going through my local store. And, you know, you look at the current affairs books in that section, there's books upon books and books upon books of documentation of one crime after another that this Bush administration. My question is, why do we treat them really like legitimate politicians? They're criminals. Why can't we arrest them? Why can't Congress go out and enforce a subpoena? My God, we grew up in a time when the Congress brought in all the mob people in the 50s and the 60s. We had the Irwin Commission going after Nixon. It was high drama and a great celebration of our constitutional rights to do something about these people.
Yeah, I think the RICO laws actually should be used against the Republican Party right now because they are acting like a racketeering and organized crime organization.
Not only that, I mean, look at what happened in the murders. I mean, Bugliosi's got a book out now. I applaud him. But what about the Congress having the gumption to stand up and say these people are criminals? We can't treat them like legitimate politicians anymore if they don't even bother coming to our Congress for subpoenas.
Yep, and this is where one would hope that John Conyers will consider the use of inherent contempt. One member of the House Judiciary Committee has been pushing for that, and you know, unfortunately, that's it. I mean, you know, it's. I think that we need to be letting our elected representatives know that we're over it.
I think also we have to start reframing it, as you so often say, as criminal behavior that has killed human beings, murdered people.
Yeah.
I can't say that strongly enough. I'm a Vietnam veteran. What he has done to the military and the destruction of our own defense forces and our position in the country, in the world today, is nothing less than criminal.
Yeah. No, it is devastating the United States, and it's certainly one of the things that you get when you leave the United States and you talk to people outside the United States is that our reputation is in the toilet. We've been completely trashed, and Michael, excellent point, and thank you for the call. These guys are over the top, and they need to be called out. We need to continue to call them out. And, you know, Robert Wexler is the only guy on the Judiciary Committee who's using this kind of language. And, in fact, last week when he was talking to Scott McClellan, he came right out and he said, I hope that these revelations, Mr. McClellan, that you have laid out will lead to impeachment hearings here in the Judiciary Committee. And everybody else sat there silently. And, of course, you had the Republicans, you know, attacking Scott McClellan. Oh, how dare he? He sold Bush out for 30 pieces of silver. Like what? George Bush is Jesus Christ? Well, according to the Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee, yes. And all the more the tragic it is. Oscar in Miami, Florida. Hey, Oscar, welcome to the show.
Oh, hello, Tom. Yeah, I hope you're having a great time there in Denver.
So far, so good. I've been here about 24 hours so far.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's a wonderful, beautiful country. And really, look, if you can tell us also about the Index of Happiness, where can we find that on the Internet? I'd be glad to search for that.
We'll have all the details on it. It'll be our Wednesday show, and we'll have the links up on our website.
Okay, great. Yeah, my question is this, or rather my comment and question. Obviously, we've seen that the Democratic Party at large at the Congress, again, one more time, it seems to be parting from the Constitution, and I'm really concerned about it. And what I wanted to say is that owing to this fact of the FISA legislation, what is really the impact of this legislation, if it is really that devastating? And on top of that, what's your take on the apparent Barack Obama's position or willingness to support this bill?
Yeah. Well, first of all, he said that recently he has said that he's going to work to get the telco immunity out of it. Some time ago, he said he would filibuster to get the immunity out of it. There are, to the best of my knowledge, two pieces to the bill. And let me put the caveat on here, Oscar, that I have not yet read this piece of legislation, but I have read and heard the commentaries of constitutional scholars who have read it, like Jonathan Turley on Keith Olbermann's program. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that you can find at Daily Kos, Think Progress, and whatnot. That basically that there are two pieces to this. One is they're going to do away with the ability of people like you and me to participate in class action lawsuits against the telecommunications companies. Now, you know, these companies spent $13 million lobbying to get immunity. Why? Because class action lawsuits against them could cost them hundreds of millions of dollars. They broke the law, and they don't want to. Now, let's keep in mind, these are multi-billion-dollar companies. But still, hundreds of millions of dollars is not chump change, so they're willing to spend a few tens of millions of dollars to try and get immunity from that, number one. Two, if they get that immunity, that means that the investigations aren't going to happen, the trials aren't going to happen, which would lead directly to the office of George W. Bush and Karl Rove and Dick Cheney and the whole bunch of them. So there's that part of it. There's the immunity part of it. And that's really the, you know, get out of free jail free card for the big, large transnationals and the telco companies. The other part of it is that it opens the door. It doesn't throw it open entirely, but it opens the door to more spying on Americans without wiretaps, without warrants, wiretapping Americans, listening, reading our emails, listening to our telephone conversations, presumably, even the next step, it could be, listening in, putting microphones in the wall of your home and listening to what's going on in your bedroom or your living room, listening, et cetera, et cetera. And the whole idea that is, Oscar, thank you for the call, the whole idea that's enshrined in the Fourth Amendment, that basically a man's home is his castle or a woman's home is her castle, that we have privacy in our papers, in our possessions, and in our communications, it's out the window. I mean, it's not, with this piece of legislation, it's not entirely out the window, but it has broken down that bright line, that firewall that the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution provides for. And I'm confident that over time it would be overthrown unless John McCain becomes president and appoints three more Scalias to the Supreme Court. Big deal. 45. Big deal on this issue. 45 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program.
You are listening to Tom Hartman.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
The wealthiest 1% of Americans are worth more than 90% of the U.S. population combined. They aren't merely rich, they are the super rich. How do they make their fortunes? How do they live their lives? And how much is enough? David Faber Reports, a CNBC original production. Untold Wealth, The Rise of the Super Rich, premieres June 26, 10 Eastern, only on CNBC.
Who are all these people, Lisa? And how do they know who you are?
Oh, I used all the money I saved on my motorcycle insurance to buy my own fame. Isn't it great? These people love me.
Why do they want to take my picture?
Oh, I told them you stole my boyfriend and took him to a movie premiere. Sorry.
Saving you money on your motorcycle insurance is our business. What you do with the money is your business. Call today or visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO Motorcycle. Let's ride.
Jody here, and I'm Beth of the West Valley Two Men and a Truck Moving Service. You know, there are important questions you should ask when hiring a moving company. Does the mover charge by the piece or by the hour? At Two Men and a Truck, we always charge by the hour, not the piece. Does the moving company carry workers' compensation insurance for their movers? We carry workman's compensation on all our employees. Should there be an accident or mishap, are items insured for their actual replacement value or simply by the pound? Our damage policy is repair, replace, or actual cash value. Does the moving company support organizations that support your values? Two Men and a Truck is a proud sponsor of 1480 and supports organizations like City of Hope and Toys for Tots. So get a move on for your free, no-obligation estimate. Call 602-242-2180 or log on to wearemovers.com.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
Arizona homeowners, what do you think's the next leading consumer of energy in your home? You know, besides your air conditioner. Hey, this is Jeff Farias, and if you own a pool, then your pool is the second largest consumer of energy in your home. When your pool pump is running, it can be like leaving every light in your home on for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, with the revolutionary Tight Watt Pool Timer, you could reduce your pool energy consumption by 63%. But don't believe me. Log on to TightWatt.com and calculate your potential energy savings right now. The energy-efficient Tight Watt Timer is easy to use and can easily pay for itself in the first year. Year-round control saves money and energy. So what are you waiting for? Log on to TightWatt.com. That's TightWatt.com or call 1-877-779-7967. Mention 1480 and pay only $14.80 for installation. Save money when it's hot. Be sure to install the timer from TightWatt. Log on to TightWatt.com right now.
Listening to the radio, it's a daily activity for many people, right? But what if you couldn't listen to the radio, hear everyday conversations, or recognize voices of loved ones? Hearing loss is a common, preventable condition in the U.S., and it doesn't just affect the elderly. Protect your hearing. For more information on hearing loss and referrals to an otolaryngologist, the only medical doctor specifically trained to treat the ear, nose, throat, head, and neck, visit www.entdoctors.org. A message from the American Academy. Academy of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery.
MyDish now offers you their absolute best deal ever. Schedule your installation right now and get free installation, a free high-definition DVR upgrade that works on two TVs, a free year subscription to TV Guide, and an Apple iPod thank you gift just for switching to Dish Network. Grab your credit card and schedule now. There's no equipment to buy, and Dish Network packages start at under $20 a month. Call now, 1-800-610-7657. This amazing offer won't last long, so call now. 1-800-610-7657. 1-800-610-7657.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Nine and a half minutes before the hour of, well, here in Copenhagen, Denmark, before the hour of 9 p.m. Welcome back. Tom Hartman with you live from Denmark and live in, what is it, New York, Ellen? Is that where you are?
Oh, I am in Mississippi today, actually.
In Mississippi? Oh, marvelous. Ellen Ratner with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com. Are you down there with the, with that
with our project, yes.
Give us the very quick elevator speech on this. I want my listeners to know about it.
Well, our project is that we decided to build a community center. We actually went to the Y, who said to us, if we could build a swimming pool, that would be even more important, since probably roughly half the people would not maybe have died if they knew how to swim. And a lot of people just refused to swim in the Gulf here because of the pollution.
Right.
And so we are building the first swimming pool in a 30-mile radius since the end of segregation, as well as a community center, a computer lab, all that kind of thing is going on here, and I am here to make sure that it happens.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful, Ellen. Is there a website for people can learn more
about
this?
Well, there sort of is. It's the title of Sholene's book, ThroughTheEyeOfTheStorm.com. We have not updated it in a while, but you can see the design for the community center there again, ThroughTheEyeOfTheStorm.com. And we expect our swimming pool to be open by around the 1st of August somewhere.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So we're pretty excited about that.
That is absolutely wonderful. Congratulations. You do such great work.
But
Ellen,
and we've raised $1.5 million. Of course, we could always use more. But you know, this just shows you that storms are important to pay attention to. And I just stayed in a hotel last night, a Marriott, and they just opened at the end of May. It took them almost 3 years to open
up
this hotel. So, and they have the resources of Marriott, so that should give you some real perspective. Some Supreme Court decisions today, very interesting ones. One was a guy who fought the county of Texas. He had records that showed him as a convict, as a former convict, even though he was not. And they got him with a firearm. They arrested him, stuck him in jail. He asked for an attorney. They did not give him one. And the issue is whether somebody can should have been given an attorney when they go directly to court. And the Supreme Court found 7-1, with only Justice Thomas disagreeing, that somebody should have an attorney given to them if they can't afford it as soon as they go before a judge.
I thought this was like, you know, I mean, doesn't the Sixth Amendment to the Constitution guarantee the right to a fair trial and
yes,
defense in your
case? Yes, trial. But in other words, he just went to judge for arraignment and wasn't given an attorney.
So the Supreme Court ruled that even in an arraignment, you're entitled to an attorney?
Apparently so. I haven't seen the exact language, and I'm not an attorney, but they said as soon as this was taken before a judge, which I imagine is arraignment, it should be allowed. You should be allowed to have an attorney.
That's pretty impressive for this court.
7-1.
That's the case. Wow. 7-1.
That's right.
I am looking forward to reading that decision. What else? By the way, speaking of courts, I noticed that the Bush administration just had a big loss, that the federal district court for the first district,
yes,
Washington, D.C.
This is a very interesting case. It's not a Supreme Court case, but it has to do with classification as an enemy combatant. And there was somebody that the Bush administration tried to classify as an enemy combatant, but he had not fought against the United States. They also could not come up with any real evidence against him. The only thing they could say is that he had ties to Al-Qaeda. Well, you know, somebody could have ties to Al-Qaeda by being married to somebody who's in Al-Qaeda. It doesn't mean you can put him in jail and throw away the key.
Right. So he was not, my sense of it.
They could not classify him as an enemy combatant.
Right. From what I read of the news story is because he was not carrying arms, he was therefore not a combatant.
Well, whatever reasons were, they said they did not have enough evidence. I think the arms may have been one of them, but I think there was just a whole host of things that they could not get him on.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you could have ties to Al-Qaeda. It doesn't mean you're an enemy combatant. Doesn't mean you're anything.
Right. I have a feeling this is the beginning of a floodgate as a consequence of this most recent Supreme Court decision, because they've got all these guys in Guantanamo who are there not because they were terrorists, not because they were necessarily even bad guys, not because they necessarily even hated America. Some of them were actually working for us, but in many cases because they had a brother-in-law who hated them and who was willing to take the bounties that we were paying that were equal to at least 2 years' worth of income in Afghanistan.
$5,000 at the very minimum.
Yeah, $5,000 bounty in a country where the average per capita income is less than $600 a year. That's like, I mean, the per capita income in the United States, the mean
nine
is 44,000. Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible. It's so, you know, if you were offered $250,000 cash to turn in somebody you didn't like and you knew that you'd never see them again, there'd be no retribution. It would be anonymous. Well, you wouldn't, probably wouldn't. I probably wouldn't, but I guarantee you there are people who would, you know, even in our country.
Well, remember, they used to vote people in the 1800s in places like Vermont into Congress because they'd be out of town for the year, out of the state for most of the year.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
There was also another case where a guy got 10 years on drugs and firearms charge. The judge made a mistake and did not sentence him enough. And the lower court apparently increased his sentence. And six of the justices to three said, no, the court can only do what is asked of them. Even the prosecutor didn't ask of that. That was a very mixed group of people, both sort of right-wingers and left-wingers on that one.
Very interesting. Ellen Ratner with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com. Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you.
And coming up Tuesday, as we continue to broadcast from Copenhagen, Denmark, I'll be challenging Henrik Binslev, director of the National Laboratory for Sustainable Energy at the Technical University of Denmark, about why Denmark might just be the environmental savior of the planet. Plus, Dr. Lawrence Jung is going to be talking with us about realtors. Hey, don't forget, democracy begins with you. Tag, you're it. Get out there, get active. We'll see you tomorrow.
You are listening to Tom Hartman.
For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit HartmanRadio.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hi, I'm Stormy Simon. Overstock.com is an online department store where everything's always on sale. You can save up to 70% on clothing, pearls, diamond jewelry, furniture, down comforters, digital cameras. We have thousands of items on sale. No matter how many items you buy, the whole order will ship to you for just $2.95, even if it's 100 things. We also have a customer service team available for you 24 hours a day. Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Get on board the Air America cruise
and hang out with all of your favorite Air America hosts,
along with special guests Ron Reagan and Bob Schrum,
as we sail to the exotic Western Caribbean this November.
Join us on Holland America Line's MS Veendam.
We set sail November 16th and cabins sell out quickly, so book yours now.
And with any luck, we'll be celebrating an Obama presidential victory while sipping margaritas in the Caribbean.
Visit AirAmericaCruise.com or call 1-800-955-7018.
I'm here with Brush Lintball to tell you about DemocraticMatch.com.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball. Ever wonder why there wasn't a dating site devoted to Democrats? After all, no one wants to date a right-wing wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Democrats and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. Right, Brush?
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
You really would be a wacko if you didn't sign up today. So write this down, folks. www, that's wacko, wacko, wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Keplate. A pact among teenagers to get pregnant. But did it really exist? The mayor of Gloucester, Massachusetts now says she has not been able to confirm that any pact existed. And she says the principal who first told a reporter about it seems to be backpedaling on the story.
He was foggy in his memory of how he heard about the information. When we pressed him for specifics about who told him, when was he told, his memory failed.
Carolyn Kirk called a meeting of city officials to talk about the alleged pact, but Principal Joseph Sullivan wasn't there. A lot of people are really starting to feel the pinch of high gas prices. This independent trucker in South Carolina says he can't make money driving, so he's parked his rig.
Been sitting in my yard since last week, February. Been working part-time with some other people, and then other than that, doing nothing, trying to find something to haul. And about everything I find to haul, it don't even pay for the fuel.
White House spokeswoman Dana Perino says there's not a lot the government can do to drop prices quickly.
What we need to do is take a longer-term view, make sure that we are sending a signal to the market that we want to increase supply here in our own country, as well as continuing on our conservation efforts to decrease demand so that we can get this balance back in place.
Oil trades today at almost $137 a barrel. Supreme Court getting close to wrapping up its business for this session.
The Supreme Court said no to environmental groups that wanted to stop the Bush administration from bending the rules to speed construction of a border fence between the U.S. and Mexico. It ruled a poor person's right to a lawyer begins when the defendant is hauled into court, informed why he's been arrested and jailed, and the justices threw out a ruling in which a federal appeals court, without being asked, added 15 years to a convicted drug dealer's sentence. John Belmont, Washington.
Not a lot of movement today on Wall Street. The Dow is just about even. This is AP Radio News. Former rivals Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton will be making their first public campaign appearance together on Friday. They're going to Unity, New Hampshire.